Hello, everybody, and happy Wednesday to all you fine folks out there watching on MILB TV and listening in on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network. I'm Adam McDonald, joined alongside by John DeStefano, welcoming you to Clover Park in hot and hazy Port St. Lucie, Florida, for tonight's Florida State League ball game between your St. Lucie Mets and the visiting Palm Beach Cardinals, who are the single-A affiliate of the St. Louis Cardinals. Tonight, we have game two of a six-game series for you, with first pitch coming up right on time around 6:10. And for the Mets, yesterday, John, they had a nice series opening win, 8-2, had that six-run second inning. They snapped a eight-game losing streak to Palm Beach in particular, and that's a good way to start what is now a 12-game homestand.
Yep, you said it, 12 games in a row scheduled right here at Clover Park over the next 13 days. And what a game last night for the Mets. Put a couple of runs across the board in the second inning before William Lugo absolutely got into one for a three-run shot, making it 6-0. And the Mets did not look back from there, taking game one of this series as they look to get back on track against Palm Beach, who, like you said, they lost eight games in a row to prior.
Now the Mets are trying to make it two wins in a row over Palm Beach, and if they do that, they will tie Palm Beach for first place in the Florida State League second half. Palm Beach is 14-11. The Mets are 13-12. Jupiter is 12-12, a game and a half out, and Daytona 8-15, five back. Overall, this year, the Mets are 53-37. Palm Beach is 44-45. Over in the West Division, Tampa 15-7, in a virtual tie with Bradenton, which won earlier today. Dunedin is in third. Fort Myers, the first half West champ, in fourth. Lakeland in fifth, and Clearwater is in last. Other games around the Florida State League today. Again, Dunedin beat Clearwater 2-1. Dunedin down 1-0 with two outs in the ninth inning. Got a game-tying hit and then won the game in extras. Good for the Blue Jays. Bradenton beat Lakeland 13-5. Fort Myers and Tampa scheduled for a doubleheader at 4:30. Haven't thrown one pitch yet. Delayed start in Fort Myers. And not good news. Down the road at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium, two games on the docket today for Daytona and Jupiter, both postponed due to COVID-19 issues. Not good. That's the first COVID-related postponement in the Florida State League this year. So those two teams will have 4 days to make up six games in a series, and that assumes they can even play tomorrow. Hopefully everybody's staying as healthy as they can with the Tortugas and the Hammerheads. And first pitch here is once again at 6:10. Take a quick break here on the St. Lucie Mets pregame show. When we come back, the starting pitching matchup and the lineups for tonight's game between the Mets and the Cardinals.
The St. Lucie Mets are back. The future stars of New York will be on display all spring and summer at Clover Park. Be there to experience the crack of the bat, the smell of the grass, and the delicious ballpark fare. Don't miss the world-famous Dollar Night every Thursday with $1 beer, soda, and popcorn, and $2 hot dogs. Catch the best fireworks show on the Treasure Coast on select Saturday nights. Tickets are on sale now. Visit stluciemets.com to get yours today. A day at Clover Park is a home run.
All Smiles Dentistry is a locally owned and operated dental practice with five convenient Treasure Coast locations. At All Smiles Dentistry, we are proud to announce that we now offer a five-year warranty on most services at no extra charge. As always, we are committed to providing the highest quality dental care for you and your entire family. Call 888-SMILE-07 today for details and a no-obligation consultation. That's 888-SMILE-07.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
Now let's get back to the action.
St. Lucie Mets pregame show rolls on from Clover Park. There's a plate meeting. Robbie Robinson managing the Mets. Kadeem Octave is substituting in for manager Gary Kendall for the Cardinals. Octave is the hitting coach. There's a new umpire, Robert Ginther, promoted from the Arizona Complex League. He's calling balls and strikes tonight, and Connor McKenna is the base umpire. The pitching matchup, well, there's a look at Tink Hentz for the Cardinals. What a phenom Tink Hentz is. He's one of the best pitchers in the Florida State League. This will be his 10th start. He's got a sub-1 ERA, 0.99. He's only given up 3 earned runs. He doesn't pitch a lot when he's in the games. His maxed outing this year is 4 innings. That was last week against Lakeland, or last time out against Lakeland on July 13th. The 3 earned runs he's given up, 2 of those came against the Mets on June 22nd, and he pitched 2 2/3, giving up a hit, hitting a batter, walking 2, so he wasn't quite as sharp. And Tink Hentz on the mound for the Cardinals. Starting pitcher for the Mets is the minor league rehabber Mike Montgomery, who, of course, has plenty of major league experience, including closing out the 2016 World Series Game 7 victory for the Chicago Cubs over Cleveland. This will be the second rehab start for Montgomery with St. Lucie. He pitched on Friday coming out of the break, and he was rather ineffective. 2 walks, 2 hits, and just a third of an inning and a third. Mets did not play good defense behind him. He gave up 4 runs and 2 earned. So he'll look to sharpen it up in his second rehab start and try to make his way back up to AAA Syracuse. The lineups will begin with the visiting Cardinals. Lisandro Espinoza leads off and plays second. Jeremy Rivas hits second, plays short. Thomas Francisco's at first base. He hits third. Aaron McKeithen, DH, is the cleanup hitter. Matt Chamberlain plays fifth. He's in center. Patrick Romero is in right, hitting sixth. Leonardo Bernal catches and hits seventh. Sandra Mora hits eighth. He's at third. And Darlene Moquette, who has a walk-off home run against the Mets this season, bats ninth. He's in left. For the Mets, Omar De Los Santos will lead off and plays center. He's had a quiet restart after the All-Star break. William Lugo has not. He's been awesome. Hit his 7th home run yesterday, his 2nd home run in the last 3 games. He will bat second and play first tonight. Junior Tillian is batting third. He plays short. Carlos Dominguez in right field hitting cleanup. Justin Guerrero hits 5th. He's at third base. Raul Berciarte gets a shot in left field tonight. He bats 6th. Warren Saunders will hit 7th. He's at 2nd. Eduardo Salazar hits 8th. He's the DH. And Brady Smith will do the catching for Montgomery. John, thoughts on the Mets lineup tonight?
Well, this should be another big test for the Mets. They're facing, like you said, one of the best pitchers in the FSL, Tink Hentz, possessing 3 quality pitches, and he will go after hitters tonight. He's got a fastball in the mid-90s, which he uses to set up an 11-5 curve, and a third pitch, which is his changeup. So these hitters will face a variety of pitches tonight against Hentz. But I do look for William Lugo to continue the tear that he has been on. And I'd like to see Junior Tillian step up tonight as well. He's been on a bit of a slide lately. You'd like to see him to get back in the slot and into the power that we're so used to seeing him have over the last couple of months.
Here comes Montgomery and the rest of the St. Lucie Mets. Means the national anthem is upon us. And the pregame show is in the books. When we come back to Clover Park, we will have first pitch in Game 2 of this 6-game series between the Mets and the Cardinals.
Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, we ask that you please rise and remove your caps for the playing of our national anthem.
And with that, it's go time for the Mets and the Cardinals. These two teams meeting for the 14th time this season. Palm Beach still leads the season series 8-5. Mets won the first four games of the season series. Palm Beach won the next eight. And the Mets won last night. So the Mets now trying to start a streak in what's been a very streaky season series. And again, the Mets, with a win tonight, can tie Palm Beach for first place in the second half. Mets have already won the first half. Palm Beach has been in first place alone in the second half each day. Big part of that was getting off to a 3-0 start by beating the Mets three straight times to begin the second half. Here's a look at Mike Montgomery. Came up with the Royals, eventually made it to the Cubs, back to the Royals. Mets signed him last year, released him, pitched in AAA Scranton-Wilkes-Barre, the Yankees organization. Mets signed him again this offseason, assigned him to Syracuse, where he pitched in 12 games, went 1-7, the 6.90 ERA, and landed on the injured list, now trying to work his way back up to AAA. This is rehab appearance number two for Montgomery. He will be followed by another minor league rehabber, Harold Gonzalez, our old buddy from 2018. Coming off of Tommy John surgery, will be active. He is active. He'll follow Montgomery. And we also expect Christian Scott to pitch tonight. He has been activated off the seven-day IL. So some fresh arms for the Mets tonight, beginning with Montgomery, who we'll see how long he goes. He pitched an inning and a third last time out. Looking to go a little bit further today. Leading off is Lisandro Espinoza, the number 30 prospect for the Cardinals. I like this Cardinals uniform. I like the navy blue top, the gray pants, red helmet. Good alternate. The PB and white on the left chest and the red bird. First pitch from Montgomery on the way. It's a fastball low and we are underway. First pitch at 6:12, 93 degrees and hazy at Clover Park tonight. Thanks for coming along. Let's make it a good one. Montgomery's next pitch right over, or a strike at 88. New umpire today, Robert Ginther III, promoted from the Arizona Complex League, not calling his own balls and strikes. Welcome to the FSL. And the robo-ump does the work for you. Swing and a miss on a breaking ball, and it's 1-2. And another swing and a miss on a curve, and Montgomery strikes out Espinoza to begin this rehab start.
Nice work in the opening at bat there. Montgomery setting up the inside corner. Got him out in front, Espinoza, and down he goes on strikes.
Jeremy Rivas next. Hitting 256 with no homers and 23 driven in. Montgomery, the slow delivery, and the curveball is pretty right out of the gate. Another one painted inside corner at 75. Oh, one pitch. Changeup fouled away. Rivas yesterday went 1-4-5. Batting second in the lineup. Also reached on a error. First six batters for the Cardinals have not changed from last night. Rivas batting second, Francisco next, then McKeithen, Chamberlain, and Romary. The bottom of the order juggled a little, but pretty standard for two straight days. There's a bouncing ball out to the third baseman, Guerrera. Sets for a bad throw. Throws it away. He's had a few hiccups at the hot corner with the throws, Justin Guerrera, and that's a tough one because it was an easy play. He got the easy ground ball, had all the time in the world to set and throw, and I believe the term is goosed it. Mets defense has backslid a little bit coming out of the break. They, for a while, were first and tied for first in the league in fielding percentage, but now have dipped to a tie for third, and that error might drop them to middle of the pack in the league. Now here is Thomas Francisco, lefty-lefty matchup, and he throws Montgomery a ball low. High bouncer foul over by the rolled-up tarp, which we expect to stay rolled up the rest of the week. Battled with it yesterday a couple of times, but weather just going to be hot and dry the remainder of the week, it looks like. One and one on Francisco. Yesterday, 1-for-3, the double end a walk. He swings and misses at this off-speed pitch. And it's 1-2.
Montgomery ahead in the count once again. Tried to work the curveball in the last two-strike counts. We'll see if he goes back to it here.
It's a ground ball foul to first again. Just pulling that change up. Rolling it over. And Montgomery throwing more strikes today than he did at the onset of his start against the Jupiter Hammerheads on Friday. That's an encouraging sign. A former big leaguer, you expect him to be able to make some adjustments mechanically, throw more strikes at the single-A level. A 1-2 pitch, swung on and missed the fastball. Got it right by the bat of Francisco. The first fastball of the at-bat. Francisco was late.
And you know he surprised him with that one, Adam. 88 miles an hour, right over the plate. Definitely a hittable pitch. Francisco could not be expecting that one there.
Two strikeouts and an error. And Montgomery trying to finish off a scoreless first, facing Aaron McKeith in the DH. Starts him the curveball for a strike. He's got that curve working early today. Sitting right at 75 miles per hour. I'm going to change up low. Ball and a strike. Rivas over there at first base really hasn't done much shifting around. Looks like he's content to stay put. He has stolen 8 bases this season, but he doesn't appear all that comfortable with Montgomery, the lefty. This curveball inside, 2 balls and a strike on McKeithen. McKeithen, a known Mets killer this year. Didn't have a great game yesterday, went 0-for-4 with the strikeout.
I think they're going to say that last pitch hit him, Adam. Oh.
More on McKeithen next time. First and second, and Matt Chamberlain will hit. So another lefty. So misfired by Montgomery. But now he gets that lefty-lefty matchup and throws a changeup right across the top of the zone for strike one. One slow curve, too high. Montgomery, 33 years old, Mission Hill, California. Compensation round picked by the Royals way back in 2008. This ball is rolled foul. Well, he's been a professional baseball player his whole adult life. Looking to finish off the Cardinals on this pitch. A check swing on appeal. Connor McKenna said no.
Good way to hold off there by Chamberlain. You could see him leaning, wanting that pitch off the outside part of the plate. But good eye. Earns himself another pitch.
2-2, and he swings and misses ahead of the changeup. Oh, Montgomery Three strikeouts in the first inning. Works around the error by Guerrero and the hit batter. Off to a good start, better than on Friday. Mets will get their second look this season at the outstanding Tink Hens when we come back for the bottom of the first.
Best tailgate, brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings.
Dude, subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you're talking burgers.
Seven-layer dip. Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
An ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day. Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
Tomorrow's a big day. It's the reason you kissed the kids and got in the cab this morning. It's why they invented energy drinks. It's why you joined Toastmasters and floss religiously. Tomorrow's why you haven't eaten dairy or broccoli in a week. If it weren't for tomorrow, those business cards you order would seem kind of silly. Tomorrow's big, and at Hilton Garden Inn, we know every big day will go much better with a perfect night before. When tomorrow's a big day, stay HGI tonight.
Let's go back to the field.
Leading off for the Mets is Omar De Los Santos. Take on Tink Hens. Hens from Watson Chapel, Arkansas, just 19 years old. Pitched last year the FCL Cardinals. Has made a great jump to single A Palm Beach, and he begins his night with the fastball. It's fouled back at 95. Fastball's got a lot of life coming from a lower arm slot. Be a tough task for the Mets. See if they can rise to the occasion. This fastball outside at 96. Again, no team has had a much success against Tink Hens this season, but the team that's had the most, the Mets. And this one's popped up out of play. Now in that game back on June 22nd, Hens hit a batter, walked two, so a lot of what happened against him self-inflicted. This is maybe the best position player in the league versus the best pitcher in the league right now. So we'll enjoy this matchup as Omar takes a pitch up high. Omar scuffling a bit out of the All-Star break, but did reach base twice yesterday on a single and a hit-by-pitch. 2-2, and he foul tips this fastball for strike three. That one, John, at 98 miles an hour.
Absolutely torched his way through that at-bat. Tink Hens making Omar De Los Santos look silly. And like you said, that is a tall order. Omar, the toolsiest player right now in the FSL. He blew him away there.
William Lugo next. He fouls off the off-speed pitch at 81. Well, now we also have strength on strength. The red-hot Lugo is 5 for 14 with two home runs out of the break. He gets underneath this one and pulls it into foul ground out towards Mora. Sander Mora makes the catch on the warning track. Two quick outs for Hens. And Junior Tinlin will bat with nobody on base. Fastball, low and in. Ooh, a strike. Remember, it's not exactly how the catcher presents it, catches it. It does it cross that two-dimensional plane in the middle of the plate. As this pitch is a curveball outside, one and one. And this curveball hit into right center field. On the move is Chamberlain. He's got it. And the Mets go quietly and quickly against Tink Hens in the bottom of the first. No score as we go to the second. You are listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network and watching on MILB TV.
Hey, fans, get ready for some big league savings from Tire Kingdom. We are swinging for the fences with our lowest tire price guarantee on this all-star lineup of tire brands featuring Michelin, Nitto, Cooper, and more. Plus, visit TireKingdom.com today for a coupon good for a $21.99 conventional oil change or $20 off a synthetic blend or full synthetic oil. Step up to the plate and slide into Tire Kingdom, proud sponsor of 2022 spring training.
Hi, I'm Chief John Bolduc of the Port St. Lucie Police Department. The City Council voted to reduce the speed limit in all of our residential neighborhoods. The Police Department's going to be taking part in this to help educate the drivers. Then we will be enhancing our enforcement actions in residential neighborhoods.
Can you drive the speed limit? Because I walk in the dark to my bus stop.
I walk to school and you drive to work.
My friends and I like to play ball in the yard.
I like to walk my dog.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed at Clover Park every Saturday throughout the season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Tickets for all Saturday fireworks games are available. Purchase yours now at the box office or stluciemets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all. You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Mike Montgomery out for inning number two. And when the Mets signed him, it was on a minor league deal. So this is not a major league rehab, despite Montgomery having plenty of major league experience, actual minor leaguer. Still getting used to the fact, as he dumps in a curveball to a strike, Patrick Mary, that we have what they call minor league rehabbers. It was not the case when the Mets were an advanced A club for over 30 years. Here's a high bouncer to Guerrero that's going to clear him and get into shallow left. Good stop by Tillian, but no play to be made anywhere. So Guerrero tried to climb the ladder, but Romeri bounces the infield single and the single into left field. That's a few big bouncers that the Cardinals have hit so far. That's a good sign for Montgomery as your opponent's pounding the ball into the dirt. It's the first hit of the game, and now Leo Bernal, the catcher, switch hitter bats. He will take fastball inside for ball one.
Montgomery not scheduled to go more than two innings tonight. You know he wants to make the most of his time out there on the mound. You certainly can't blame him for that hit. He's made the pitch he wanted, just a little bad luck there.
1-0 pitch, catches the outside corner at 84, a little cut fastball. Romeri, pretty good-sized lead off of first base, but leaning back towards first. Swing and a miss on the changeup, and it's one and two on Bernal. Bernal did not play yesterday. Sitting 250 with three home runs and 17 driven in. And he gets a piece of this pitch to stay alive, the curveball. Just enough.
Looks like that one caught a piece of Brady Smith as well. It looks to be okay.
Ball in, two strikes. Nice curveball missed down and in. There's a look at Romeri, who homered yesterday. That low squat, he's going to be caught in a rundown. Lugo's throw up to second base. Oh, too late. Lugo and the second baseman, Warren Saunders, clearly not on the same page. Warren Saunders pounding himself in the chest saying, throw it to me. And Lugo's got his hands in the air. So that's another mistake on the Mets defense. That's not going to be an error, but Guerrera error in the first inning, and now it should have been a simple pickoff caught stealing in the second inning. Goes as a stolen base instead for Romero. 2-2 on Bernal, who grounds one out to Saunders, who quickly whips it to first, and Bernal is retired.
It's nice work by Montgomery to get Bernal there, but big-time miscommunication by the Mets on the previous play. Absolutely no excuse between Lugo and Saunders. Really, it's Lugo who should have made the throw to second. Saunders appropriately covering on the play. The throw would have been there in plenty of time, but it found its way to Junior Tillian. And now Palm Beach with a man on third, threatening with one out.
Instead of two outs and nobody on, like John, you said, a runner at third base, and now Montgomery throws this one low to Sander Mora. You know, sometimes I do think about this when there's a rehabber on the mound that, you know, if it's 1-2-3 every inning, you know, what are they really gaining other than, you know, just throwing a ball? Here's a grounder to short. Good pick by Tillian. Good throw to first as well. Drawn in infield works as Sander Mora can't get the run in.
Really nice job by Tillian on the short hop, able to pick it cleanly and make a clean throw. But looking the runner back to third was the key on that play, preventing the run from scoring.
Well, it's even more impressive. I think he turned his head and looked at third before he actually had the ball. Not something you probably want to do. It was close.
We'll call it same time, but very, very close.
Here's a fly into deep right center on the move. Two Mets. Who wants it? Who got it? It's Dominguez. Makes the catch. Some tense moments there in the second inning. And after that, Norlene Moquette flies out. Dangerous. So communication issues for the Mets defense. But at the end of two innings in the field, they have not given up a run. No bat against Tink Hentz in the bottom of the first. Second when we return.
Keep up with all things St. Lucie Mets this year by following us on social media. Find us and like us on Facebook by going to facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And give us a follow on Twitter and look for cool Instagram pics by following at St. Lucie Mets. Our social media streams will give you the inside scoop on special promotions, deals, team information, weather delays, and all the latest news surrounding events at Clover Park. Oh, and make sure to visit stluciemets.com too. It's all happening on social media this season, so be sure to follow along and let's go Mets.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, we want to invite you to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission to all Tuesday games, 5 Wednesday games, a free hot dog at each of those games, and an exclusive Silver Sluggers t-shirt, all for just $30. Email silversluggers@stluciemets.com to sign up today.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water, so there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
This is St. Lucie Mets baseball.
Tank Hentz only threw 10 pitches in a perfect first. He's back to work in the second against Carlos Dominguez. So power on power here. And Dominguez will take that curveball, 79. Very sharp pitch for a strike. Boy, you see, John, the difference between the curveballs and Montgomery and Hentz. It's the same classified pitch, but coming at you two different ways. One sharp downward breaking bite, the other one from Montgomery, more of a sweeper. How do they do it?
Another breaking pitch there from Tink. And the torque these guys put on the baseball is something to be believed, Adam, because the spin rate they're generating now in 2022 just defies logic.
Give me some spin right here. Previous pitch, that breaker was a slider, which Hentz doesn't throw a bunch of. 3-1 pitch too high. He's lost Dominguez. First curveball, which had the good bite on it at 79 miles an hour, 2187 in RPMs. So.
Go ahead.
Mets have their first base runner. That's probably not nearly as interesting what you were going to say.
Well, I want to say that I like that at-bat from Carlos Dominguez leading off this inning. Someone who's had struggles at the plate, especially with his strikeouts, able to work a five-pitch walk there and get on for his team. And he has been dangerous on the Bates pass as well. He's been taking off lately.
I think he had a stolen base yesterday. He did. The eighth inning. Guerra takes this pitch inside. Well, remember, John, what the Mets did yesterday, their first inning at the plate against Hansel Rincon making his Florida State League debut, they only saw eight pitches. And then they took three walks in a row against Rincon in the second inning and knocked him out. So that's the formula that's worked for the Mets yesterday, at least. I think Tink Hentz is going to throw a few more strikes than Rincon did in this inning. But still, you see a patient approach from the first two hitters. Big swing on a fastball at 95. Leaves the count 2-2. Mentioning the speed of Dominguez over on first base. He does have 13 steals on the season. Second most on the team for active players. Behind, of course, De Los Santos in his 48. There's Carlos flopping back in. Ramirez, before his promotion on July 4th, ended up with 17 steals. 14 in the month of June. Dominguez running. Pitches a ball. No, called third strike. Throw to second. Not going to be in time. The wait a tick for the robo-ump to make that call. Guerra takes a called third strike for the first out of the inning, but it is not a strike him out, throw him out, as Dominguez is able to swipe the base. Here's another look at the pitch and the throw.
Outstanding jump by Dominguez. He was clearly in most of the way there. No problem as he able to hang on with his left foot before he overslid. But Guerra down on strikes, but the Mets still have man on second with one out.
It's a good throw by Bernal. There's a roller on a curveball foul by Barisierta. Raul yesterday on a couple of times. Scored both times. No hits, though. A walk and a fielder's choice. No score in this one. Runner on second, one out in the second inning. Another curveball fouled away as Barisierta steps in the bucket there, tried to turn on it.
Hence tried to come inside on Barisierta. Thought he caught a hanger there as that one did not break down, but Barisierta just a bit too early. Waits a little bit more on that one. He might send that one a long way.
Does have 7 home runs on the season. Hitting 286. And he foul tips the slider for strike 3. So that slide piece, which Hence doesn't use a lot, he's unveiled it a couple of times tonight at good opportunities. And Hence's third strikeout. Trying to pitch around the leadoff walk. Dominguez still out there on second, and Warren Saunders gets his first step out of the series after sitting yesterday. And he swings over the top of this pitch for strike 1. There's a look at the pie slice out there at second base. Infielders beware, don't go in there. Not until the pitch is thrown, at least. Called strike at the knees at 97. Boy. Tough pitch if you're a hitter. Tink Hentz is the 9th-rated Cardinals prospect, according to MLB Pipeline. Might be rising up the ladder here. There's a fly out of play to the right. Saunders gets enough to stay alive.
Speaking of rising up the ladder, did you hear the news from the Mets organization today, Adam? regarding
Francisco
prospects.
Alvarez?
Yes, indeed.
Number one, baby.
The number one prospect in all of baseball, according to Baseball America.
0-2 pitches popped up into shallow right. Three players converging. Espinoza calls for it. The second baseman puts it away. That ends the inning. So Hence gets Saunders to pop out, stranding Dominguez on second. We played two scoreless innings here at Clover Park. It looks like Montgomery's coming back to work for the top of the third.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most.
Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the concourse. Be sure to stop by the new Jim Beam Bourbon Bar in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly.
Hi, I'm Brandon Nimmo of the New York Mets. I don't want anything to stop me from being at my best on the field. That's why I don't use tobacco. Using tobacco can cause shortness of breath and make your heart beat three times faster than normal. And that can slow you down and take you out of the game. Be like me. Choose to be tobacco free and be at your best both on and off the field. Be strong, be healthy, be tobacco free. For more information, visit tobaccofreeflorida.com or call 1-877-YOU-CAN-NOW.
This is St. Lucie Mets Baseball.
Montgomery is at least going to start this inning. Not sure he's going to finish it. As Daniel Juarez, a Mets lefty in the bullpen, was throwing during the bottom of the second. And this will be the second time through the order for the Cardinals, beginning with Lisandro Espinoza, who struck out swinging against Montgomery in the first start the game. And Montgomery begins him with a fastball at 87 for a strike. Encouraging, John, that Montgomery, he's picking corners and keeping the ball at the knees, at the letters. He really has not missed anything right over the middle of the plate. He's not on purpose. And by accident, I mean. It just appears very sharp at the moment.
Certainly does as he pours another one in there for a swinging strike. But he has located very well, and the only hit against him so far was some good luck. Ball just looked like it bounced just in front of the plate.
1-2 pitch, the slow curve. That rings up Espinoza.
They lulled him to sleep with that curveball. And another man goes down on strikes. Montgomery really on fire right now.
You see the earpiece in the right ear of Robert Ginther. That's where he hears that little Siri voice say ball or strike on every pitch. New for him, as they did not have that in the Arizona Complex League, but that the high strike is not really friendly with this automated ball strike system the way the zone is. So to be able to pick right at the top of that, very impressive. Here's a ground ball. Diving is Guerrero, but it's past him, a base hit for Rivas.
That one just out of the reach of a rangy Justin Guerrero. He has not struggled fielding, though he has obviously with his throwing. But that time, bested by Rivas.
Looks like that's going to be it for Montgomery. Robbie Robinson, Mets manager, be entering your screen on the right momentarily. Well, Montgomery, 37 pitches, 2 1/3 innings. Much, much sharper than he was on Friday down the road in Jupiter. We'll see if he continues his rehab assignment for St. Lucie or he goes onward and upward. But now it's going to be a pitching change. Montgomery leaves. Another lefty, Juarez, coming in for St. Lucie.
T
Tutta Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutta Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Let's rejoin the voice of the Mets, Adam McDonald.
And John DeStefano on this hot and hazy Wednesday at Clover Park. A runner on first and one out. Daniel Juarez, the lefty, new pitcher in the game, facing lefty Thomas Francisco. And immediately there will be a pickoff throw, and not in time to get Rivas. Francisco, a strikeout against Montgomery in the first. Juarez, the pitch is floated foul. That won't go back and over the roof. Or strike one. Juarez left the Mets. They go back to Venezuela to handle some personal things in that Daytona series. Activated off the temporarily inactive list. And time to start in that Jupiter series as this ball's fouled away. Had a good season. 20 games, a 2.35 ERA, and 46 strikeouts in 31 innings. And a favorable matchup as he comes into the game to face Francisco. O-2. That one slugged into deep left field. Bear Sierta on the move, backing up, reaching up, makes the catch. Raul Bear Sierta, people forget, coming up through the Mets system until this year, he was an outfielder. So, despite only playing a handful of games recently here for the Mets in the outfield, he's handled the glove and the outfield just fine. That's out number two. And up comes McKeithen. Wind is blowing out to left today. Pretty good breeze, but that ball didn't carry like looked like it would off the bat. Another pickoff throw. Rivas is safe. And change up outside. Juarez on Sunday pitched just one inning in the Mets' 8-3 win over Jupiter. Got a hold. Runner goes. Pitches outside. Brady Smith's throw to second. High. The tag. Got him. Whoa. I don't know if Warren Saunders actually made the tag. We need to see that again if we can. Rivas thought he was safe. Throw was on time but high. Yeah, here's another look. Rivas seems stunned that he was out. Oh, I don't know. Call made by Connor McKenna. Mets will take it. And the Cardinals have been blanked through three innings.
those of you on the front lines and in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better. At Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Hey, baseball fans.
Well, that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts, MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Hey kids, want to have fun at Clover Park this summer? Go ask Mom and Dad to let you join Clutch's Kids Crew and tell them it's only $20. As a Kids Club member, you get special perks like free admission to Friday and Sunday games, and you get a free ice cream both days. Clutch's Kids Crew is available to all kids 14 and under. Sign up today at Clover Park.
Now let's get back to the action.
Well, John, we looked at that replay. We slowed it down multiple times during the break, the tag. I don't think he was out unless if we had a backside angle. Now maybe you can tell, but from where the umpire was, I don't see how he could see that. But it looked like Saunders missed the tag, made the tag after the foot was there. Either way, inning over. Eduardo Salazar grounds out quickly against Tink Hentz. And Hentz, through eight batters, has not allowed a hit. Sander Mora gets that out.
Just to go back to that steal really quickly. Usually on calls that are that close, you know, you don't mind if they're missed because you just stick with the call. Whatever the call is, it's right either way. But on that play, I don't see a tag at all. And I would have to say that the runner is safe. But without the benefit of replay, we just have to live with it and move on.
It goes back to something I learned a long time ago in the minor leagues. If the throw is there ahead of the base runner, the call is usually going to be out. The throw is there. The throw was there. A little high, but the throw certainly beat the runner Rivas to the bag. So
we have absolutely seen examples of throws just like that here at Clover Park and called it the exact same way.
And we've seen throws beat runners. Runners make great tags and are called or slides and are called safe. And the defensive team gets very upset because the throw was there. And how can you see it if you're an umpire without the replay? But I think they missed one there. Here's a line drive. One hop. Nice stab. The run to first in time by Francisco. That retires Brady Smith, who is bidding for the Mets' first hit against Hentz. Great diving play. Looked like a possible soft line drive into right. Robbed.
Brilliant job there by Francisco. One hop to him. Quick reaction. Able to stab it and make a clean run back to the base right in time.
Good decision also taking himself, not push himself up, rush a bad throw against Smith, who's not the swiftest of foot on the team. So Tink Hentz doing his thing, trying to go three hitless innings. Only one man reached base the first time through the lineup for the Mets. That was Dominguez on the walk. And there's another example of catcher not exactly framing that pitch correctly, but getting the strike call anyways with the ABS system. Another one low. See Omar raise his hand to his helmet. Do you think he was trying to challenge? Forget what day it is. Challenge system comes back tomorrow. For inquiring minds. 2-2 pitch swung on and missed in the dirt. The slider. Maybe the curve, one of the two, but Omar De Los Santos strikes out. Tink Hentz, four strikeouts through three hitless innings, lowering that ERA That's hard to do. Came in at 0.99. He played three scoreless at Clover Park tonight. A pitcher's duel with multiple guys in the mound for the Mets.
The St. Lucie Mets are back. The future stars of New York will be on display all spring and summer at Clover Park. Be there to experience the crack of the bat, the smell of the grass, and the delicious ballpark fare. Don't miss the world-famous Dollar Night every Thursday with $1 beer, soda, and popcorn, and $2 hot dogs. Catch the best fireworks show on the Treasure Coast on select Saturday nights. Tickets are on sale now. Visit stluciemets.com to get yours today. A day at Clover Park is a home run.
All Smiles Dentistry is a locally owned and operated dental practice with five convenient Treasure Coast locations. At All Smiles Dentistry, we are proud to announce that we now offer a five-year warranty on most services at no extra charge. As always, we are committed to providing the highest quality dental care for you and your entire family. Call 888-SMILE-07 today for details and a no-obligation consultation. That's 888-SMILE-07.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
Now let's get back to the action.
Here's a look at Harold Gonzalez, one of our favorites over the years for the St. Lucie Met. Very likable young man, Harold Gonzalez, 27 years old from Santo Domingo in the Dominican. 6 foot, 160 pounds. On minor league rehab assignment after pitching, not being able to pitch last year due to Tommy John surgery. Last pitch for Syracuse, 2019. He's got a major league invite before he was knocked out due to long-term injury. Trying to work his way back up the ladder. He begins the rehab assignment with St. Lucie. And he faces Aaron McKeithen. And Gonzalez throws this fastball for a strike. Harrell was a St. Lucie Met, a terrific St. Lucie Met, in 2018. 13 games, 12 starts, a 2.82 ERA. Loved his curveball. He throws this one low. Just a 1-6 record, so a tough luck pitcher. Then he went 0-9 in Binghamton in 9 starts. Talk about some tough luck. Then having a really good 2019 campaign, as this pitch misses. 2020, no minor league season. 2021, out for the season with injury, so certainly a long road back for Gonzalez. As he throws this one away, and it's 3-1 on McKeithen. Foul on a fastball at 90. Harrell was never a hard thrower, and he was crafty. And good off-speed pitches. Three-two pitch, and that one's hit deep into the corner by McKeithen. A one hopper off the wall. McKeithen got a hustle for two. Here comes the throw. It'll be a little late. Ooh, close. Closer than expected. Long-range throw from Bear Sierta. McKeithen booking it up to second base with a leadoff double.
He's not used to playing left field. That was a cannon. And almost made that play very, very close at second when it probably shouldn't have been.
And McKeithen had to hustle into second and then had to avoid sliding off the base. The Cardinals have threatened, but they have not scored in the first three innings. And they had a runner on third base, one out in the second. Couldn't plate him. And there's a swing and a miss by Chamberlain. Had that changeup. Gonzalez, change up outside. Montgomery in his rehab assignment, an inning in, or two and a third, two hits, no runs, no walks, and four strikeouts. 37 pitches. Juarez cleaned up the rest of the inning, getting a fly out and the caught stealing. There's a fastball too high. Mets as a team right now are kind of in that odd spot where they have three rehabbing pitchers on the roster. And look, it's always a toss-up with these rehab guys. They, you know, trying to work their way back to full health. They're not, you know, in mid-season form, so to speak. As a look out, Mr. Octave. Hard shot towards the substitute manager and third base coach and hitting coach, Kadeem Octave. Well, Kadeem's got a lot of duties this week. Doesn't need to add getting hit with the foul ball to one of those. 2-2 on Chamberlain. Change up too high, and it's back-to-back full count. So point being is, you know, you can't expect Harold to jump in and be razor sharp. And as for the rest of the Mets team, they just kind of have to roll with however these rehabbers perform. A 3-2 pitch, and that one's pulled into right center field. That will bounce in for a base hit. Back-to-back hits against Gonzalez to start this rehab assignment. McKeithen had to hold to see if it would be caught. And he just tracks down to third. And runners at the corners with nobody out. A good chance for Palm Beach to get on the board here.
There's a nice job by Chamberlain going the other way on that off-speed pitch. Gonzalez tried to get him out in front. Good eye there, pushing it into right field. Now runners at the corners and nobody down for the Cardinals.
Romero already has a hit tonight, and there's the curveball for the first time. A slow breaker at 73, right at the top of the strike zone.
Gonzalez going to have to bear down here. Try to keep runs off the board.
Oh-1, change up outside.
Again, not the spot he envisioned himself being in when he took the mound earlier this inning, but like you said, Adam, after so much time off, not a lot can possibly be expected for someone who's missed nearly two full seasons.
Runner goes, pitches a ball low. Brady Smith's going to throw up to second. It's into center field. And this is going to bring home McKeithen from third. He scores, and it's 1-0 Cardinals. Warren Saunders, he thought he had it, and he would have had it caught stealing. He didn't quite reach out far enough to make the catch. It was another pretty good throw by Brady Smith, just the reach not there, and by Saunders. Yeah, we're kind of tailing away from Warren. He was trying to hold his position on the second base bag, and maybe on second thought he should have come off, made the catch, secured the ball, even if he doesn't get the out at second. Would have at least held McKeithen. So it's another error. The Mets, you know, kicking the ball around tonight and in this series. A stolen base for Chamberlain, and then the E2 throwing error on Brady Smith brings home McKeithen. The Mets' second error of the game and their fourth error already in this series. There's a pop-up out of play. Do wonder at what point do the Mets start getting somebody raiding the bullpen as Gonzalez, on this rehab start, has thrown 15 pitches and has not gotten an out yet. The Mets bracing Santos down to the bullpen, windmilling his arms around and stretching out his legs, probably not that far from going to the bullpen mound. Here's a fly ball, deep left field by Romero, and he has left the yard. A long two-run homer for Patrick Romero. His fourth of the season. He's now homered in both games in this series, and that makes it 3-0 Palm Beach.
Big-time shot there by Romero. Had a ball over the plate that he could handle, drove it into left field, and that was all she wrote. 3-0 Cardinals. And the Mets looking for answers right now as they have scored all three in the top of the fourth.
Yeah, that's life as a single-A team with minor league rehabbers. You know, first, and here's a hard ground ball right to Lugo, who takes it himself, and that gets Bernal. First three batters that Harold Gonzalez faces, double, single, three-run homer. So, shaky, rusty start. Needed that out right there and got it. Even that was hard hit.
That's right. All four balls in play by the Cardinals have been hit sharply. McKeithen starting it off by making the most of his newfound at-bat here in the fourth. And things have not gotten better for Gonzalez since.
Sander Moore with the foul straight back. Well, Stat cast it up for Patrick Romero. It's actually his fifth home run. As this ball's grounded deep to third, that's going to go foul. Guerrero giving a lunge, but it was foul. Exit velocity on Romero's home run was 105. Launch angle 24 degrees. It went 410 feet, and that is a shot. No doubt about it. Came on a cut fastball at 86 miles per hour. That was located, right down the middle. This pitch, change up low, 1-2. A high bouncer to Guerrero. Another chance for a good throw. High. Lugo does land on the base just in the nick of time. Lugo not taking any chances on the high throw. Jumped up to ensure that he caught it. Justin Guerrero could use one of those, John, where he actually just throws and hits Lugo right in the chest just to get feeling good again about those throws. He's had one that was way offline and that one narrow. But the last two batters have been retired. Now Gonzalez has a chance to get through the fourth inning, retiring three straight. And it's Darlene Moquette who flew out to right field in the second. Fastball high, two balls and no strikes. Moquette hits one back over the mound. Here's Tillian into the pie slice, throws to first and gets the out. Good defensive work by Junior Tillian on that play. So obviously a shaky start for Gonzalez, but he can hang his hat on the fact that he got the final three. But an error and a two-run homer have provided the Cardinals a 3-0 lead in the middle of the fourth. You are listening to the St. Lucie and Mets Baseball Network and watching on MILB TV.
Best tailgate. Brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings.
Dude, subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you're talking burgers.
Seven-layer dip. Ribs.
No contest. Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day.
Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
Tomorrow's a big day. It's the reason you kissed the kids and got in the cab this morning. It's why they invented energy drinks. It's why you joined Toastmasters and floss religiously. Tomorrow's why you haven't eaten dairy or broccoli in a week. If it weren't for tomorrow, those business cards you order would seem kind of silly. Tomorrow's big. And at Hilton Garden Inn, we know every big day will go much better with a perfect night before. When tomorrow's a big day, stay HGI tonight.
Let's go back to the field.
Leading off of the defense, number 10, Mets with some work to do. Down three. Mets played from ahead all yesterday, up 6-0 in the first. Mets led the entire way basically on Sunday. It's been since Saturday, the last time they were behind in a game. William Lugo takes this breaking ball from Tink Hentz low. Somehow the Mets have to try to scrape something across against Hentz or knock him out of the game, but try to survive the best they can. See if maybe they can't get to the Cardinals' bullpen. Mets still without a hit. One base runner. And there's a fastball swung through and missed at 95. Hence, bringing the cheese tonight. Lugo climbs ladder. Swings to that fastball 2-2. Hence has gotten a couple of those swings. Pitches way up high. Now Lugo, a line drive, deep right field. That one's going to land on the warning track and bounce right into the berm for a ground rule double. Mets have their first hit of the night and a good start to the bottom of the fourth inning. And once again, it's William Lugo.
The tear continues for the big man. William Lugo torches that one into right field for the double. Hentz had him set up on the outside corner, but Lugo, wise to that one, said not this time, and deposited it into right field, now standing on second with nobody out for the Mets.
Three doubles and two home runs in his last four games. See if the junior Tillian can advance him over to third or drive him in. Breaking ball popped out of play. And not unexpected, but the Cardinals do have a reliever throwing in the bullpen. Again, Tink Hentz. His max outing this year, innings-wise, four innings, last time out July 13th. He's in the fourth with no out now, and he gets a ground ball foul. About a Tillian. O-2 pitch, Tillian, line drive, caught and dropped by Mora. No, it's caught. Let's see, tried to sell it as a drop so he could double off Lugo. That was on him quick, right in the hip, right? Mora had very challenging ground balls down the line yesterday. And this line drive nearly eats him up. Spun him around like a top, but he had it on the fly. Two well-hit balls, though, by the Mets. Lugo double, Tillian gets it 5 feet right or left of Mora, maybe has a hit. Now here is Carlos Dominguez flipping one straight back at 95.
Another inside fastball from Hentz. He's been trying to keep the Mets right-handers honest by pushing them inside, trying to keep them off the plate.
Oh, one breaking ball. That one's grounded deep to third. That's a fair ball and past Mora into the Mets bullpen. Lugo is going to score. Dominguez will stop at second. Wide turn there. He's got an RBI double. And the Mets have an answer in the bottom of the fourth. Makes it 3-1. A couple of doubles in the span of three batters.
You love to see it. Mr. Power himself, the league leader in home runs, Carlos Dominguez, with another extra base hit on his season, driving in a run and narrowing the gap to just two for the Cardinals. The Mets, with just one out, have another man on second. They'll bring juicy Justin Guerrero to the plate.
It's only the fourth earned run allowed by Hentz in 30 innings. Three have been against the Mets. And Guerrero keep it going. He struck out looking on a high fastball in the second. He's the tying run. And he is busted inside with ball one. Looks like Brian Pope, right-handed reliever, is the one who's going to come in and replace Hentz. Not now. We will have a mound visit. This one from Hayes, the pitching coach, as Hentz gets the mid at bat mound visit.
I just want to get a little extra time for their reliever in the pen to warm. This will be likely Hentz's last batter, regardless of the outcome.
Well, again, Hentz pitched on July 13th. That was the series prior to the All-Star break. Then had to sit the four All-Star break games and did not pitch in the series up in Daytona when Palm Beach came out of the break. So wondering if he's maybe just a tad out of rhythm. But I can't say that. He threw three no-hit innings. It's just good hitting by the Mets, who are getting a look at him second time around. And ERA entering the night, 0.99. He had it to 0.89. Coming into the inning now, it sits at 1.17 real time. Mound visit over. Guerrero waits on the 1-0. Oh, trying to steal third, and that's going to be an out. Dominguez caught stealing third base. Got a pretty good jump. Well, that's just a short throw from the catcher, Bernal. We had a good throw to second. Not quite in time to get Dominguez last time he reached. That will stifle any Mets momentum. That's a gamble by Dominguez. He's already in scoring position. If he gets to third, a fly ball could bring him in. There's a swing and a miss, and it's 1-2.
Definitely a gamble there by the Mets, perhaps an understandable one with a good base stealer. But Dominguez, with a good jump, couldn't beat a very good throw from Bernal. He was cut down at third.
That's the thing about the thought to steal it is if, you know, hence he throws 95, he throws it in the strike zone. I mean, if it was a breaking ball and Dominguez was out, imagine if it had been a fastball and the throw, he would have been out by 10 feet. So I'm not sure he was the pitcher to do that against. I understand the thought process. As this ball is popped up in foul ground, this one will reach the stands on a bounce off the dugout. Again, you understand the thought process. Get to third with one out and get a sack fly, a ground ball brings you in. But it's you got a good catcher. You got a good battery of Hentz and Bernal. 3-2 pitch to Guerrero, and he will be tied up. He went around, didn't he? On appeal? Nope. Called right there at the plate. And Guerrero strikes out. But the Mets get a couple of doubles from Lugo and Dominguez. They're on the board. A 3-1 Cardinals lead as we move to the fifth inning. You are listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network and watching on MILB TV.
Hey, fans, get ready for some big league savings from Tire Kingdom. We are swinging for the fences with our lowest tire price guarantee on this all-star lineup of tire brands featuring Michelin, Nitto, Cooper, and more. Plus, visit TireKingdom.com today for a coupon good for a $21.99 conventional oil change or $20 off a synthetic blend or full synthetic oil. Step up to the plate and slide into Tire Kingdom, proud sponsor of 2022 spring training.
Hi, I'm Chief John Bolduc of the Port St. Lucie Police Department. The City Council voted to reduce the speed limit in all of our residential neighborhoods. The Police Department's going to be taking part in this to help educate the drivers. Then we will be enhancing our enforcement actions in residential neighborhoods.
Can you drive the speed limit? Because I walk in the dark to my bus stop.
I walk to school when you drive to work.
My friends and I like to play ball in the yard.
I like to walk my dog.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed at Clover Park every Saturday throughout the season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Tickets for all Saturday fireworks games are available. Purchase yours now at the box office or stluciemets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all. You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Harold Gonzalez returns to the mound for the fifth. So the first three batters he faced in the fourth all reached and scored. Now here's a ground ball foul to Guerrera from Lisandro Espinoza. But Gonzalez did retire the final three, the bottom of the order for the Cardinals. Another situation where he might not get through the entire inning as Rayson Santos is throwing in the Mets bullpen, much like Morris was pitching while Montgomery was dealing. Swing and a miss on a curveball. Nothing in two to Espinosa, who's already struck out twice today. Make it three times. Gonzalez gets him diving on the changeup. Harold picks up his first strikeout. He's now retired four straight.
Both leadoff hitters struggling today for each team. Combined five strikeouts.
One of the reasons I think we went through three scoreless innings. Well, the Mets are going to get Harold Gonzalez out on a positive note. Here comes Robbie Robinson to make the pitching change. So welcome back to the fold, Harold Gonzalez. Not the beginning he wanted, but finished strong. Long road back. A lot of hard work, a lot of lonely days in the training room and the backfields. And he gets on the mound in uniform tonight. Good to see him back. Good guy. Wish him the best. I'll probably see him next week. The Mets stay home to face Daytona. Rayson Santos coming in to face Rivas. One out in the fifth. It's 3-1 Cardinals.
Keep up with all things St. Lucie Mets this year by following us on social media. Find us and like us on Facebook by going to facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And give us a follow on Twitter and look for cool Instagram pics by following at St. Lucie Mets. Our social media streams will give you the inside scoop on special promotions, deals, team information, weather delays, and all the latest news surrounding events at Clover Park. Oh, and make sure to visit stluciemets.com too. It's all happening on social media this season, so be sure to follow along and let's go Mets.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, we want to invite you to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission to all Tuesday games, 5 Wednesday games, a free hot dog at each of those games, and an exclusive Silver Sluggers t-shirt, all for just $30. Email silversluggers@stluciemets.com to sign up today.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water, so there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
This is St. Lucie Mets baseball.
Rayson Santos pitching for the Mets now. Nobody on base. One down and automatic ball called on Rayson for not being ready with the pitch clock. So this is something, again, that the new umpire, Robert Ginther's got to deal with. Pitch clock, pie slice, challenges, automatic strike zone. They didn't all have that in the Arizona Complex League. Not that I know of. Well, the 1-0 pitch is grounded right to Lugo at first, and he will retire Rivas. So the auto ball doesn't matter. Two down. Relief appearance number 9 for Rayson this year with St. Lucie. Started the season in Brooklyn, struggled, demoted down. He's been okay since he's come back. A couple of rough outings, but coming off of a good performance on Sunday in Jupiter, got the last three outs to end the game. Uneventful. Throw his ball, went inside to Thomas Francisco. One oh, good slider. Strike on the inside corner. 1-1 pitch, and that's hit pretty well to right field. Dominguez going back. He's spinning around at the track, and he's got it. Back of the track, makes the catch. And Thomas Francisco falls just short of a home run. Out number three ends the top of the fifth at the halfway point. Mets down 3-1 to the Redbirds.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most.
Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the concourse. Be sure to stop by the new Jim Beam Bourbon Bar in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly.
Hi, I'm Brandon Nimmo of the New York Mets. I don't want anything to stop me from being at my best on the field. That's why I don't use tobacco. Using tobacco can cause shortness of breath and make your heart beat three times faster than normal. And that can slow you down and take you out of the game. Be like me. Choose to be tobacco free and be at your best both on and off the field. Be strong, be healthy, be tobacco free. For more information, visit tobaccofreeflorida.com or call 1-877-YOU-CAN-NOW.
This is St. Lucie Mets Baseball.
Let's look at Brian Pope, the new pitcher for the Cardinals, replacing Tink Hentz. So once again, Hentz doesn't pitch in games for very long, but when he does, he's electric. Four innings, two hits, one run. It was earned, a walk and five strikeouts. The Mets do better against Hentz than pretty much everybody else. 55 pitches and 38 strikes for Hentz, who not eligible for a win. Didn't go the five innings. Now Pope takes over. Twenty-three years old, Mission Viejo, California, went to College Baptist. Signed by the Cardinals in 2021 as a free agent. And he delivers a ball foul. Raul struck out swinging in the second against Hentz. Pope's breaking ball is hit way up, deep left field. Moquette going back. He's at the wall. He looks up. Bye-bye baseball. Raul Barcierta. Towering home run. His eighth of the season. And the Mets are within a run.
Absolute tank job there by Barcierta. He has been so consistent in the middle part of the season. We have seen his average climb from week to week to week, and this one climbs deep into the night for Barcierta, and they close the gap to just one. It's 3-2 in Port St. Lucie.
Let's get some numbers on that one. Came on a breaking ball at 81 miles an hour. Exit velocity 103. Oh, baby, 39-degree launch angle, 415 feet. That is a big bop. John, 6.1 second hang time. If you get into the 5-second range with a hang time, that's impressive. To go six, wow. Warren Saunders in a 1-2 count. That was a pitch that was a little bit below the letters, and Raul did not miss it. Saunders, a lace ball into left field. He's got a hit. And he's the tying run on first with one out. Nobody out.
Look out now. The comeback is on for the Mets. Trailing by just one run, Warren Saunders gets into that one. That'll bring Eduardo Salazar to the plate.
Salazar out on the grounder to third base against Hentz in the third. He's 0-1. Well, the Mets are alive down there in the dugout. They're fired up as Salazar whiffs over the top of the first pitch.
They have certainly had a flair for the dramatic this season, especially at Clover Park. So many come from behind wins we could speak of.
This pitch hits the outside corner.
And a lot of those come from behind wins, Adam, have been simply from team baseball, from getting hits in timely situations, picking each other up. And that's what they're trying to do right here.
Team plays with a lot of confidence here at Clover Park. Have multiple games where the Mets have been down four runs at home and have come back to win. There's a bloop into right field. On comes Romeri to make the catch. And that was another one. That was a hanger, really, right over the middle. And Salazar, in his reaction, watching him walk back to the dugout, he knows he missed one.
Opportunity there for Salazar, but the Mets continuing to swing good bats here in the sixth. Excuse me, in the bottom of the fifth. They try to complete a comeback where they trailed by three in the fourth inning.
There's Brady Smith. He's 0-1, and he will stay 0-1. Hit by a pitch and down to first. Ouch. It did sound like that caught him on that elbow guard. Still doesn't feel good.
Smith decidedly nonplussed about that plunking, but the Mets will enjoy a man with man on first and second with one out.
It's bad enough as a catcher. You're squatting back there for nine innings in 90-degree heat in Florida, and you take foul balls, and you don't want to get hit by one as a batter. Didn't even get a chance to swing or get out of the way. First pitch rides right up in on him. The good news for Smith and the Mets is that that pushes Saunders into scoring position as the tying run. Omar takes ball one low and away.
Maybe for Smith, it looks like he got hit on the left side that time. He got hit on the right hand on his non-glove hand in the first inning by a foul ball, so maybe now he's evened out. That's enough for him for the night.
I think it would have taken just one side being hurt tonight. And De Los Santos, John, like you said, the leadoff hitters in this game, five strikeouts between the two. So looking to turn that around. Pope nearly falls off the mound. Gets a swing and a miss on the slider. You see that, John? It looked like he stumbled and nearly took a fall.
It did. It looked like his plant foot just kind of gave way. Maybe he wanted to get a little extra oomph on that slider. And he did. He had Omar reaching out in front.
Omar fouls this one away. Strike two.
See what Omar's two-strike approach is, as you said. Sitting on two strikeouts to start the day. No, he doesn't want a third here.
It will be a third, tied up with the fastball inside. So all those sliders away, pitching them away. Pope comes back in with the heater.
So it's set.
So this is the matchup, right? You got Lugo. Scorching hot at the plate with t- tying run at second base. And he will take this pitch a little low. Good eye. Always looked like it was headed right for the strike zone. Lugo got the Mets party started in the fourth with a double. That was their first hit. Ended up scoring. He's got the three doubles and two homers in four games. And he fouls off this one for strike one. One pitch, a check swing. That's going to be close. It did not go. Pitch trickled away from Bernal, but not far enough for the Mets to advance. You don't want to take a gamble and try to advance on that bouncing ball, not take the bat out of the hands of Lugo. 2-1 pitch, another good eye. Pope's pitched Lugo very carefully and very well, but Lugo just not biting.
We talk about it all the time. Lugo possessing one of the best batter's eye on the team. He does continue to lead the Mets. He has 35 walks this year.
3-1 pitch, ground ball, base hit up the middle. Saunders rounding third. He will score. Heading to third is Smith. Lugo has done it again. He's tied the game at three. Another clutch hit for William Lugo. Two-out RBI single.
It just seems like all he does is come through in big spots. William Lugo gets that one through the hole between short and second. And the Mets now tied at three with the Cardinals. And the comeback is on in Port St. Lucie.
Saw in the replay that pitch caught a lot of the strike zone. And against a hitter like Lugo, the way he's going right now, that's just giving him basically a meatball.
Definitely not the guy you want to miss to.
And that ball was hit on the ground the whole way. Exit velocity, though, 103. I know it's all about launch angle now and getting the ball in the air and over the infielders' heads, but you can hit 103 on the ground. You're going to be okay most of the time. Mets down 3-0, have rallied to tie it, and within two innings. Now Tillian, in a 1-1 count, he's got a chance to give the Mets the lead. And Brady Smith, good base running on his part, going first to third on a ball hit to left center. Good read by him. A 1-1 pitch is outside, and we all know by now, John, it's so important at this level of baseball to get to third because the wild pitch is such a factor. I know Pope hasn't spiked any yet, and Bernal's been good back there, but it just takes one. Ball down, Tillian showing a good eye. Junior has flown out and lined out today. Pope, the 3-1 pitch. That one's fouled back. Full count. Runners at the corners for St. Lucie. Three hits in the inning against Pope. As soon as they get Hentz out of the game, they go to work against the new reliever. Payoff pitch, and Tillian pops this one up. Bernal sheds the mask, and he's got room, and he's got the ball right there in the on-deck circle. And that will end the inning. Smith left on third as the go-ahead run, but the Mets score two to tie it up. We have a brand-new ball game going to the sixth.
Tutto Fresco restaurant and patio grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Let's rejoin the voice of the Mets, Adam McDonald.
And John DeStefano with you on this very warm, humid Wednesday night. What a ball game we have, John, so far. Both teams with three runs and five hits. First place in the division on the line. It's been a fun one so far, and it promises to be an exciting back half of this game. There's a look at Christian Scott. He's back in the action now, activated from the injured list. Missing some time in the health and safety protocols, building back up, and now takes over. He's the Mets' fifth pitcher of the night. A couple of minor league rehabbers in Montgomery and Gonzalez. Juarez and Santos used to finish innings. And now Scott, not a minor league rehab, just a St. Lucie Met. Throws a strike to McKeithen, one of the more exciting pitching prospects the Mets have. Fifth-round pick last year from the University of Florida. This is his 10th game and his 6th out of the Mets' bullpen. And he's working with his old college battery mate, Brady Smith. A couple of Gators. 2-1 to McKeithen, who saws this one off foul to the right. That should reach the stands. Scott hasn't pitched since June 29th, so almost a month of inaction. As this ball is lined into right field by McKeithen, that's going to be a hit. Dominguez gets to it fast, and that's going to hold McKeithen at first base, a long single.
Nice job by Dominguez to cut that one off and keep McKeithen from his second double of the day.
I remember how close McKeithen's double was last time when Berciarta played it off the wall from left, so McKeithen not going to test the waters there. There's Chamberlain, and he takes a ball inside. Scott this year for St. Lucie, 2 wins, 3 losses, 5.74 ERA. Now the numbers don't sound great, but the 47 strikeouts in 31 innings, that's promising. Here's a pop-up in foul ground. Guerrera squeezes out number one.
Got a quick organizational update for you, Adam. Pete Alonso just took Domingo Germán deep for his 26th home run of the year, and that gives the Big Mets a 1-0 lead over the Yankees.
Mad Max's birthday, too, right?
That's right.
38 years old today on the mound in the Subway Series. Do you think he enjoys that?
Oh, you know he does.
You've seen the numbers on Max Scherzer's birthday when he pitches? Something in like a 1.04 ERA. There's a fly for Dominguez in the right field off the bat of Romero. Caught for out number two. Romero had been 2-for-2 with a single and a 2-run homer, but he's a quick out against Scott. looking to pitch around that leadoff McKeithen single. Keep this game tied at 3. There's a squibber off the end of the bat of Bernal, strike 1. And a big win last night for the New York Mets, taking the pressure off by winning the Subway Series opener. An electric atmosphere at Citi Field. Taiwan Walker getting the quality start. Big first inning for Marte and Escobar. Diaz to close it out. 0-1 pitch is fouled away. And the Braves lost today. So the Mets can up their division lead to 3 games. They can beat the Yankees tonight. I think it was down to, what, half a game? Just a few days ago? Didn't Austin Riley for the Braves say, like, we're coming, something like that? And they've won, what, 1 game since? I think Mets fans can tell you about the dangers of somebody in their organization telling other teams to come get them. And sometimes that doesn't work out so well. Scott, strikeout pitcher, a 1-2. And Bernal holds up. Bernal is grounded out twice, once to second, one to first. The pitch is popped foul. That one will reach the seats, if not the roof. Not roof ball. Mets make a trip down to South Florida. Like tomorrow, or Friday, Saturday, Sunday. They had a weird schedule coming out of the All-Star break, the Mets. They didn't play Thursday. They played the weekend series against San Diego, off day, 2-game series, off day. That's a lot of off days coming out of the All-Star break. 2-2 pitch, slider swung on and missed. And there's the strikeout for Scott. Successful return off the IL for him. Leadoff single. Next 3 go down. 5.5 innings in the books at Clover Park. Mets and Cardinals tied at 3.
To those of you on the front lines and in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better. At Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Hey, baseball fans.
Well, that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts, MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Hey kids, wanna have fun at Clover Park this summer? Go ask Mom and Dad to let you join Clutch's Kids Crew and tell them it's only $20. As a Kids Club member, you get special perks like free admission to Friday and Sunday games, and you get a free ice cream both days. Clutch's Kids Crew is available to all kids 14 and under. Sign up today at Clover Park.
Now let's get back to the action.
How about our oversized beer pong player there? The young lady went back left. That's a tough shot. With the wind? Well done. Better than my dad a couple of Sundays ago. Brian Pope returns to the mound for the bottom of the 6th. And, whoo, big swing from Carlos Dominguez trying to ambush the first pitch and give the Mets the lead. He's sitting on 16 home runs. Sitting on 15 and 16 for a long time. It's kind of dried up. This pitch misses inside. Going back to that Bear-Sierta home run, it was the Mets' 92nd of the season in their 91st game. So they're still pacing, a little better than one per contest. There's a strike on the inside corner, one and two. Dominguez has had a nice game, a walk and a double, and an RBI. Both those against Tink Hentz. And he pops this one into right center. Romary and Chamberlain there. It's going to be Romary. Puts it away for out number one. See what else is happening around the Florida State League tonight. The unfortunate COVID situation down in Jupiter. Daytona and Jupiter suspended yesterday due to weather in the third inning. And then COVID issues with one of those teams tonight. So by the time they get around to trying to play tomorrow, they will still not have completed a single game in the series. I'm going to try to sandwich in six games in 4 days. As this pitch comes inside to Guerrera, it's 2-0. A couple of day games for you. Dunedin beat Clearwater 2-1. Dunedin down 1-0 in the ninth inning with two outs, ties the game. Kelvin DeCastro, a two-out single, and they win it in extras. Tough loss for Clearwater at home. Bradenton pummeled Lakeland 13-5. That brings Bradenton into a virtual deadlock with Tampa for first place in the West. Guerrero takes ball three low. Speaking of Tampa, Fort Myers and Tampa doubleheader today. A very late start due to rain in Fort Myers, but Tampa has a 3-2 lead in the sixth inning, so they've played quickly since starting. Still have another one later tonight. Guerrero flies this one into left field, and on comes Moquette to make the catch. Ball just wouldn't sink fast enough for Guerrero. Two up, two down. So that's your Florida State League update. And, of course, our score here, 3-3. Mets tie Palm Beach for first place with the win. Palm Beach back to a two-game lead with the victory. There's Bear Sierta, and he spins himself right into the ground. Fouled one off his leg, and Kiyoshi Tada, the trainer, will come in and have a look at Raul in some pain as he pushes himself up. But John, tonight, we've seen a few times when he's basically stepped in the bucket on that pitch busting inside and tried to turn on it, and this time he accidentally hits himself.
It looked like he may have even contacted his knee with his own bat on that swing. So he really tried to keep his hands inside, as you're told to do on inside pitches, but this one well out of the zone and really a difficult pitch for anyone to handle.
It's the back
foot. Okay.
It's the back foot that Kiyoshi seems to be massaging out. Boy, the Mets don't need Bear Sierta injured or compromised. Hitting too well right now. Well, he's up and shaking it out, and he's got the bat back, so we'll need an extra moment or two, but we'll be good to stay in the game. We think. Well, Christian Scott looks like he's one inning and done. Saul Gonzalez warming up in the Mets bullpen for the seventh, so another one of these games where the Mets are going to use a lot of relievers. Let's see if the Mets can get a run here and make Scott a pitcher of record.
He gave Barisierta all the time he needed to recover, and he looks to be okay. He's going to tough this one out. But something to keep an eye on as he continues this at bat.
Holy, he's going to get to run the bases as he rolls one through the left side. All he does is hit. Just hits, hits, and hits some more. Raul on with the leadoff single against Pope. Or rather, two-out single here against Pope. Let's see if the Mets can do something with that.
Across the last 2 months of baseball, I don't believe there's been anyone on the team as consistent as Raul Barisierta has been at the plate.
Warren Saunders takes a big cut. Or strike one. Barisierta is hitting 288 now. basically worked himself into almost an everyday player. Pitch is up. It's 1-1 on Warren. Backup slider. Good for a strike. 1-2. Pope's pitch. 91 is low. Palm Beach also has a reliever throwing a lefty. Well, they threw three left-handed relievers yesterday. Apparently, they have another down there. Pope's 2-2 pitch. That's going to be a called third strike on the outside corner, according to the robo-ump. And Saunders really has – can't really say much to the home plate umpire, can you? Not when the all-seeing robo-ump makes the call. Well, Bear Sierta gets a two-out hit after having the injured back foot, but Mets can't score. He played six innings. It's 3-3.
The St. Lucie Mets are back. The future stars of New York will be on display all spring and summer at Clover Park. Be there to experience the crack of the bat, the smell of the grass, and the delicious ballpark fare. Don't miss the world-famous Dollar Night every Thursday with $1 beer, soda, and popcorn, and $2 hot dogs. Catch the best fireworks show on the Treasure Coast on select Saturday nights. Tickets are on sale now. Visit stluciemets.com to get yours today. A day at Clover Park is a home run.
All Smiles Dentistry is a locally owned and operated dental practice with five convenient Treasure Coast locations. At All Smiles Dentistry, we are proud to announce that we now offer a five-year warranty on most services at no extra charge. As always, we are committed to providing the highest quality dental care for you and your entire family. Call 888-SMILE-07 today for details and a no-obligation consultation. That's 888-SMILE-07.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
Now let's get back to the action.
Big Saul Gonzalez on the hill for the Mets, having a great 2022 campaign in St. Lucie. Two wins, no losses, one save and one try. 12 games, one spot start, a 1.90 ERA. He was aiming for a scoreless month of July, but that was wiped out on Saturday. Gave up a couple of runs in two innings to Jupiter. And a 4-1 loss. And he faces Sander Mora now and starts with a swinging strike. Mora is grounded out to short and third tonight. As Gonzalez pitches this one up high. So a successful return to action for Christian Scott. Off the IL, one scoreless inning, 14 pitches, 9 strikes. One hit, no walks, and one strikeout. Swing and a miss on the slider. 1-2 on Mora. So this is the sixth pitcher of the night for St. Lucie. Yesterday they used three pitchers, each pitched three innings. A 1-2 pitch, and that gets a swing and a miss, and strike three on Sander Mora. Elevated fastball, and Sewell starts his night with the swinging strikeout. Yeah, yesterday, Jose Acuna started, went three. Miguel Alfonseca, the next three, shutout for the win, and then Jeffrey Colon, the final three for the save. This pitch is low. Wonder if there will be another St. Lucie Met game where the starting pitcher goes seven innings, and you got a setup guy go one, and a closer go the last. I don't think that's That's going to be happening a lot in single-A baseball. Doesn't happen in Major League Baseball very often. It used to be just that's the formula, right? Back in the day, not too long ago.
That is correct. Now we see the results of the ever-diminishing start.
A 1-1 slider is a strike. Now it seems like it's almost a diminishing closer, right? Like how many great, great closers are there? It used to be every team had a closer. Maybe he wasn't the best. He wasn't Mariano Rivera, but every team had a closer. They had a ninth inning guy. Now it's, unless you really have, Hader, Edwin Diaz, it's, oh, here's a foul ball that bounces up and hits Darlene Moquette in the head. And he's okay. If we could get a replay of that.
Okay is easy for us to say up here in the booth, but that did not look comfortable at all, and they're going to give him a second. He certainly deserves it after taking a ball right off the noggin.
And he lunges out, makes contact, hits it off the ground, and comes up and pops him. And he's right back in. Give him credit. A 1-2, and he will line one into right field, the base hit. And he's got some wheels. He's going to hit the bag at first and go. Here comes the throw from Dominguez, but that will skirt in late. And Darlene Moquette has a one-out double in a tie game in the seventh. Goes from hitting himself in the head to a double.
Yeah, wow, what can you say about that? What a crazy turn of events from pitch to pitch. 1 second, he's getting hit in the face. The next one, he is slapping the ball the other way. And now with one out, the Cardinals have the table set. That'll bring Espinoza back up to the plate, trying to avoid the golden sombrero.
He will ground one right side. That's going to squeak through. Moquette's going to get the green light. He will come in. Here's the throw from Dominguez. It's late. Moquette slides over home plate, does a push-up, and heads back to the dugout with the lead. It's 4-3 Cardinals.
Seeing eye single there for Espinoza, a slow roller, so really Dominguez not with much of a chance to throw the runner out at home, but a speedy Moquette all the way around from second, and the Cardinals take a 4-3 lead.
So Gonzalez has Moquette 1-2, a chance to strike him out for two up, two down. Instead, he can't finish him off. It's a double, a single, and just like that, the Cardinals back in front for the first time since the fifth inning. There's the ball in the dirt. Good stop. Brady Smith. So a great start to the month of July for Saul with four straight scoreless appearances, but now three runs over his last two, spanning just 2 1/3 innings. Runner goes. Pitch is grounded into right field. A base hit for Rivas. And Espinoza uses his speed to go first to third. Well, the right side of the infield opened up there. And Rivas goes right that way. Three straight hits, and the runners are at the corners with one out, a chance for more for the Cardinals.
The bat's really starting to open up for Palm Beach in this inning. It's another well-struck ball into right field. Gonzalez needing to settle down here and try to limit the damage to just one run.
Well, they're all going the other way, too. All three hits just pokes into right field. Not anything particularly hard hit, but sometimes as a pitcher when, I don't know if you become predictable or hittable, but Cardinals had a good idea of how to attack Saul Gonzalez the last three times. And now Tavo, pitching coach, will head out for a visit. Chance to tell you what's coming up and the rest of the homestand. Cardinals and Mets play game three of their series tomorrow, a return of the world-famous Dollar Night. Dollar Bud and Bud Light, dollar soda popcorn, $2 hot dogs. It'll be good night weather-wise, good beer drinking night. It'll be hot and dry.
Oh, this is Port St. Lucie, Adam. Every night's a good beer drinking night.
There you go. Friday night, Kids Club night. Saturday, special jerseys. purple and gold jerseys for Maddie's Fight Night in support of eradicating childhood cancer. I believe the auction on that starts live tomorrow afternoon. And Sunday, getaway game at 12:10. Mound visit over, strike one delivered to Thomas Francisco. Thought he had a home run on that fly ball in the fifth inning. Caught at the back of the warning track by Carlos Dominguez in right. This pitch low and away. Mets could use a double play ball. They've turned 73 double plays on the year. Throw to first, soft throw to first. Rivas is safe. Rivas caught stealing second base in the third inning. Now we contended he was safe. Looked like he was. Looked like there was a missed tag. He was called out. Here's a rocket into the right center field gap. That will be chased down by De Los Santos. He throws back across the diamond. So we'll have to pick it up. It's an RBI hit for Francisco to make it 5-3 Cardinals, plating Espinoza. Now that ball had some kind of spin on it. That was ripped heading towards the gap. And look at that tail right back towards Omar. And that held Francisco to a single. That looked like it was heading to the wall. Took the side spin, went right to De Los Santos. Potential two-run hit off the bat, just a RBI single. Gonzalez getting roughed up for a second straight outing. Throws a ball low to McKeithen. So many times this year, those Victor Ramos mound visits have elicited good results for the pitcher, but the hardest hit ball by far. I'm Francisco. And the next two pitches have been well off the plate. Ball three outside. Nobody in the Mets bullpen throwing, so this is on Gonzalez. Just one out recorded, four hits and two runs allowed. Started the inning with the strikeout. Looked promising. And here's ball four low. It's the first walk issued by the Mets tonight. Comes on four pitches to load the bases. Rivas in third. Francisco pushed up to second and McKeithen on first. And Chamberlain at the plate. I won't say a chance to break this game wide open, but with no reliever throwing, no rescue imminent, for Gonzalez, McKeithen can certainly push the lead. Instead, he pops up. Guerrero rounding to it. Tough play. He will reach out, and he can't get it. I know it's a long run, John, but that seems to be a ball that has to be caught given the situation. And it seemed like he was, you know, just kind of backpedaling, sidepedaling, and looking up the whole time instead of really racing to a spot. A tough play, but that's one you'd like to make for your pitcher.
Yeah, you certainly would. And you, like you said, he made too much of it. He really never turned and committed fully to the rundown. And the ball drops harmlessly.
Now here's a fly into left center. This is pretty short. Bear Sierta is going to make the catch. Here comes the throw to the plate. It's a good one. The tag. Safe. Rivas. The foot ahead of the tag on the helmet. Good throw on the one hop by Bear Sierta, but just not quite in time. A sack fly for Chamberlain. Rivas scores to make it 6-3, and the Cardinals, their second three-run inning of the game, and their three-run lead is back.
Tough break there for the Mets. An absolutely gorgeous throw from left by Bear Sierta, his second of the game. This one just behind the runner. The tag not applied in time. The call correct at home. And now the Cardinals a 6-3 lead.
You know, you almost wonder, John, as Omar De Los Santos got there, It would have been better for the Mets if he had been the one to catch that, because he's got the strongest arm on the team, maybe in the league. It was a good throw, a strong throw from Bercierta, but I think Omar's going to get it there a little quicker. And now Romero up. He takes the first two pitches out of the zone, 2-0.
I have to agree with you, Adam, if De Los Santos did have access to that ball, but I don't believe he would have been there in time to turn and make the throw. I think it was more natural for Bercierta to field it with his and throw with his right hand. And on that particular play, just not there in time. But give him credit, the throw was good, but the tag was better. And the Cardinals up by 3.
This pitch hits the inside corner for a strike. The throw came in from Bercierta to 86 miles per hour. I mean, that's pretty good. There's a fly into right field. Long run for Dominguez. Loses his hat. Makes the catch on the line, or close to it. That retires Romero, and two base runners are stranded. Good inning, though, for the Cardinals. They played 3 in the 7th. They have a 6-3 lead. It's stretch time at Clover Park. You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network and watching on MILB TV.
Best tailgate. Brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings.
Dude, subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you're talking burgers.
Seven-layer dip.
Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day. Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
Tomorrow's a big day. It's the reason you kissed the kids and got in the cab this morning. It's why they invented energy drinks. It's why you joined Toastmasters and floss religiously. Tomorrow's why you haven't eaten dairy or broccoli in a week. If it weren't for tomorrow, those business cards you order would seem kind of silly. Tomorrow's big, and at Hilton Garden Inn, we know every big day will go much better with a perfect night before. When tomorrow's a big day, stay HGI tonight.
Let's go back to the field.
Lefty Chris Girard on your screen, the new pitcher for the Cardinals. Fourth lefty reliever in 2 games in this series. This is game number 17 for him, a relief appearance number 11. 2-3 with a 3.79 ERA. 38 hits in 38 innings, 16 runs, 23 walks, and 47 strikeouts. He replaces Brian Pope. Didn't pitch all that well, but well enough to be in line for a win. 2 innings, 4 hits, 2 runs, no walks, and 2 strikeouts on 43 pitches. Big game for Palm Beach. They've been in first place the entire second half. They know tonight they need to come in and win this game to stay in first. Break a 3-3 tie in the 7th inning. These are things that usually go the other way at Clover Park. Now here is Salazar, and he takes the ball outside. We'll see if the Mets can erase another 3-run deficit. They did it pretty quickly in the 4th and 5th. And Salazar sends one deep out to right center field. Chamberlain giving chase. This ball is down on the grass. And Salazar is going to stop at second with a double. Some of the crowd may be groaning that he's not at third base.
And I think I might agree with him, Adam. Very conservative base running there. He was rounding second when the ball was fielded, so I really think he would have jogged into third had he taken off. But the Mets opting to go what will probably be station to station this inning to keep outs off the base paths.
Now, it looked like he might have been caught watching to see if that was going to be caught, like the rest of us. Not just rounding first base when that ball landed. So, but don't want to be thrown out at third, certainly. And here's Brady Smith getting hit again. Poor guy. On the first pitch, too. He can't even swing the bat.
Well, we thought he was evened out, Adam, but looks like Brady Smith just a magnet for baseballs tonight.
Well, last two plate appearances hitting the first pitch each time, so no chance to get out of the way, no chance to swing the bat at all. It's, you take one for the team, as they say. Now he brings up the tying run. Good start for the Mets here in the bottom of the seventh as they try to answer. We got the top of the lineup batting, Lugo's lurking on deck. De Los Santos pops one up. The Mets will hope that will reach the seats. It will. Ooh, look out. Folks losing track of it. Atlanta one row back. Omar, three strikeouts tonight. Scuffling. Takes this breaking ball low. A lot of encouraging yelling from the Mets dugout. There's Ronis Ibar fist pumping. Gerard's 1-1 hits the inside corner.
Mets have shown great propensity to get big hits in big spots this season. None bigger so far for Omar De Los Santos with the table set and no outs.
1-2 pitch. Oh, he swings at a pitch way out of the zone and strikes out for the fourth time. Just seems out of rhythm right now. Gives that one to Gerard. And here's Lugo. A double in the fourth, a single in the fifth that tied the game. You can tie the game again. First pitch, good curveball. 76 for a strike on the outside corner. Salazar on second. Smith on first with one out. Gerard's pitch swung on and missed. Goes with the hard off-speed again. Lugo stepping all the way out of the box to reset. O-2. Lugo lays off that one. Not a bad effort from Gerard. Don't want to make it too sweet of a pitch. One, two. I'll bring Bernal out of his stance.
Gerard expectedly being careful here against Lugo, especially with two strikes.
Well, he's tried for two chase pitches. Now he's got to bring it. Well, this is the pitch, and it's cut on and fouled away. Came right back in the strike zone with the off-speed. Gerard's 2-2, and this one's off the end of the bat. That's going to go towards second, and it's booted by Espinoza. It was an odd-looking ball off the bat to begin with, and Espinoza rushing to it just kicks it. That will load the bases.
Well, he was there in time, Espinoza, but he just took his eyes off the ball as we take another look. The slow roller, he picked his head up before the ball was in his glove as he tried to throw to first, and that will cost the Cardinals. The bases are loaded for the Mets.
And Junior Tillian is up. Tying run is on first base for the Mets. Go ahead, run at the plate, and Tillian takes ball one inside. It's ruled an error. Pretty cut and dry E4. The Cardinals, number one defensive team in the league coming in. Missed a chance there. And Tillian swings and misses at the changeup. Junior, 0 for 3 today. Just one hit in his return from the All-Star break. You never know how those 4 days off are going to affect different players, but he has struggled to get it going. Now would be a great time to come out as he swings over this pitch that's up around his neck. 1-2. Some over-anxious swings in this inning for the Mets. And they try to climb back into this game. Gerard's pitch is grounded to third, foul. Rich did not make the play.
Gerard, after the last two pitches, seeing Tilling's eagerness to swing, might expect a breaking pitch here.
Oh, right in there for a called third strike, and Tillian surprised himself that he didn't swing. And Gerard's been heavy on the off-speed pitch, change-ups and curves since he's gotten in trouble. Here we go. Dominguez, a league leader in home runs, has a walk and a double today at the plate. First pitch, and he will line one to the chest of the first baseman, Francisco, who will pick it up and run to first for the out. Now the Mets threaten. First to reach, no score. Going to send it up to the broadcast booth now. John will be joined here in a second. Right, there he is, popping out from behind. John, tough break there for the Mets. They're down 3 runs, the first and second, no outs. Top of the order coming up, and looks like just some over-eager, anxious swings there.
Yeah, and you said it, just a little eagerness, just too many swings out in front of baseballs. You have to get that cleaned up. They're still only down 3, though, with 6 outs remaining, and some good hitters coming up as well for the Mets. They're still in this.
It's been a fun series so far. Mets, a big 6-run second inning yesterday, cruise to the victory. Palm Beach had the 3-0 lead today. Mets tied it at 3. Palm Beach has scored 3. Palm Beach needs to win to stay in first place, so we got a lot of these games coming up against the Cardinals. 3 more after today, 4 more after today, and then 6 more right towards the end of the regular season.
Yeah, and you'd love to see consequential baseball as the calendar turns toward August. The Mets trying to keep momentum as we veer towards the playoffs, and the Cardinals fighting for first place. They want a piece of theirs.
Yeah, Mets are already in the playoffs. The Cardinals right now, if the second half ended, they would make the playoffs. This would be the playoff matchup in the East Division. So a lot to be decided. I know Jupiter's off tonight as they're dealing with COVID issues with their series against Daytona. So we'll see who it's going to be in the end. But only 2 teams can make it out of the East Division. Right now, the Cardinals and the Mets are looking the best. Got a lot of head-to-head matchups left, 10 total. We'll send it back down to the field and see how the rest of this game plays out as the Mets will turn to their next pitcher, 7th of the night, running out of spots on the score sheet here, Trey McLaughlin. So Saul Gonzalez, who's had a great month of July, has struggled the last 2 outings, and giving up 4 hits and 3 runs in his 1 inning of work tonight in the 7th. And now McLaughlin will try to keep it a 3-run deficit. He'll face Bernal, Mora, and Moquette. This is the bottom of the order. And Bernal, the only Cardinal not the hit last inning.
You love seeing Trey McLaughlin into the game. Aside from his skills as a pitcher, I think he has great entrance music.
First pitch, ball 1 to Bernal. Was grounded out twice and struck out tonight, 0-4-3. And he rockets this one into center field, and it's caught on the run. by Omar. Not the easiest play for center fielder to make. A low line drive hit right at him and tailed away almost immediately.
Well, I completely agree. I thought he made that one look a lot easier than it was. But Omar, an extremely skilled center fielder, not going to get many past him.
I like to see that, you know, the defense has not suffered tonight with De Los Santos despite the bat, you know, with the four strikeouts. Oops. Paying attention and on the mark. Now Sander Mora, 0 for 3. Takes a ball and then another. Two-oh pitch is ripped into left. That's going to drop in for a hit. Two hop out to Bear Sierta. And Sander Mora knocks a one-out single here in the top of the eighth.
Cardinal bats stay hot as they collect their 11th hit of the ball game.
Yeah, the Cardinals, they, as a team, hit 223. That's second to last in the league. Yesterday, they scored two runs, one on air and one on a solo home run. So they did not hit the ball that well. Only six hits, but they've produced tonight, at least at times. There's ball one low to Darlene Moquette. He really got it started in the seventh. And he flies this one deep left field. Bear Sierta tracking. Looks like he's going to have room. Yes, middle of the warning track. Makes the catch. Again, this is Rowell's first game in left field this season. And he's done well for himself out there. He's caught everything hit his way. Nearly had an outfield assist. And Moquette has been a thorn in the Mets' side at times this season. Retired. He hit that walk-off home run against McLaughlin down at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium in June to win a game, I believe, on a Saturday night. So he nearly homered again against Trey. Ballpark held it. Wind is still blowing out to left. Usually the wind dies when the sun goes down, but Moquette nearly rode it out of the park. Espinoza takes a ball, and then another. 2-0. He was 0 for 3 with three strikeouts coming into his last plate appearance, and he singled to break the tie. So hung in there and comes up with the game's biggest hit. Off-speed pitch too high. It's 3-0. Strike one keeps the at-bat going. Runner goes. Pitch is grounded up the middle. Right to Warren Saunders, but hits the bag. Wouldn't you believe that? And right through the stop sign goes Mora, and he's thrown out at home plate. Not sure what he was thinking. Kadeen Octave told him not to do it. He tried to score from first base on a ball that hit the second base bag. It was thrown out quite easily. So that it was going well for the Mets, then hit the bag. It was going well for the Cardinals, and then it went well for the Mets again. What's going on there, John?
Tough to explain what he was thinking, but I'll go ahead and try. He wasn't completely blowing up the stop sign there. Absolutely gunned down at home. Really no chance at all. And the Mets bailed out in that situation by a very poor base running choice.
Well, Omar De Los Santos, one of the easier outfield assists he will have this year. So the Mets trying to hang in there. They'll bat in the home eighth down by three when we return.
Hi, I'm Chief John Bolduc of the Port St. Lucie Police Department. The City Council voted to reduce the speed limit in all of our residential neighborhoods. The police department's going to be taking part in this to help educate the drivers. Then we will be enhancing our enforcement actions in residential neighborhoods.
Can you drive the speed limit? Because I walk in the dark to my bus stop.
I walk to school and you drive to work.
My friends and I like to play ball in the yard.
I like to walk my dog.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed at Clover Park every Saturday throughout the season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Tickets for all Saturday fireworks games are available. Purchase yours now at the box office or stluciemets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all. You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Just a postscript on that last play. So Espinoza credited with a single as Moore was trying to steal, and that drew Warren Saunders over to cover. So Warren was in great position to make the play at second, except the ball hit the bag and winds up in shallow center. And Omar De Los Santos throws out Moore, ill-advised, blowing through the stop sign. And a note on that Omar De Los Santos throw. Remember how we were saying last inning, a couple innings ago in the seventh, when maybe Barcierta should have conceded the fly ball to De Los Santos for the throw home? And Raul throw it home at 86 miles an hour. 95. So that makes the difference, right? 11 miles an hour on a bang-bang play at the plate. So O2 pitch is swung on and missed by Guerrero. And a better start to this inning for Girard than the last inning. He gave up a double and a hit by pitch. Well, he did not surrender a run. Overcame a few obstacles.
Number 24, left fielder, Raul
Barcierta. Here is Barcierta. And he fouls one back. Raul's having a good night with the home run and a single. A good day in left field as well. And this one bends him back at 88 on a rare.
In the field today, I think you'd be surprised to learn that he was out of position, but he certainly hasn't looked it so far.
Pops this one foul. John, make the catch. Whoop, there it goes.
I didn't over bring us. My Stretch Armstrong today. Adam couldn't make that one.
Over us, onto the press box roof, and back down to the fans. One and two, and Raul reaches out wide. Somehow contacts the ball.
A lunging, desperate attempt to stay alive does so, but still behind in the count, one and two.
Raul Barcierta, bye-bye baseball. He's left the yard again. His second home run of the night. And it's 6-4. No doubter.
You said it, an absolute tank job from Barcierta. Moquette over in left didn't even move as that ball sailed well over his head. And Barcierta, with his second blast off of the game, draws the Mets to within two.
Nine on the season for Raul. He might get to double digits in short order. What a mammoth blast that was. In left field, Moquette didn't even bother to turn around. Let's see if that sparks the Mets for some more runs. Here's a hit into center field for Warren Saunders. Warren has followed up both of the home runs by Raul with the hit. Exit velocity for Raul Barcierta on the dinger, 99 miles an hour, 378 feet. A launch angle 33 degrees. Just a beautiful blast landing on that back edge of the Jim Beam Bourbon Bar. And we'll have another mound visit from the pitching coach, Gio Carrera. Salazar due to hit as the tying run. So here come the Mets again. Once again, John, they can't count them out. That home run definitely sparked the dugout. And we're looking down on the field now, and William Lugo's out, and he's in the ear of Salazar, and so is Dominguez, and they're both pointing out to left field. They want him hitting a home run. We can get an angle of that, if possible. The pep talk in the on-deck circle.
love to see Carlos getting excited, giving his teammate a little back rub, a little massage to relax him before this at bat. And this dugout, they are feeling it. The Mets on the comeback has been a tune that has been on repeat at Clover Park this season, and the Mets trying to play it again tonight.
Salazar doubled in the seventh, maybe should have tripled. He's put together one good swing against Girard. See if he can do it again as this breaking ball too high. Well, after that pep talk from Lugo and Dominguez, he's got to be trying for a home run to left. That's where they want him to go. And he takes the big cut and misses. Overreaching, a ball and a strike.
You might be able to hear the chatter from the dugout has increased exponentially this inning. A lot of chirping from the Mets side.
Pitch in the dirt. Mets fortunate that was a ball because a bullpen ball got loose from the Palm Beach side. Could have called the dead ball before the pitch was delivered. Two-one pitch, a big swing and a miss. Not sure any of these pitches in this at bat have been in the strike zone. The two strikes that have been swung at, don't think would have been called strikes. And the Mets got a little impatient when they had the bases loaded last inning. And 2-2 pitch, and this one's off the end of the bat.
That one fought off by Salazar, but that was certainly a pitch to hit. Definitely one he could handle on the outside part of the plate. He may not see that one again.
Pitches up. Full count. Salazar, the tying run. Oh, he's hoping for a home run, but getting on base with the free pass. Be well as Girard struggling to throw in the strike zone in this at bat. Here's the ball fouled straight back.
Salazar turning this into a tough, nervy at bat, fighting off pitches and staying alive.
Three, two pitch, runner goes, pitch is low for ball four. Salazar. His teammates firmly behind him, draws a walk. Three straight have reached against Girard. A home run, single, and walk. And now we'll see if Girard stays in the game, one, and if Brady Smith actually gets a chance to swing at a pitch. He's been hit on the first pitch in each of his last two plate appearances. And it looks like Kadeem Octave is going to come out and make a change. Well, that'll do it for Girard. Mets had him on the ropes in the seventh, but he got through it. In this inning, a home run, single, and a walk will chase him from the game. And for the first time tonight, Banana Phone or the Mets crowd.
Keep up with all things St. Lucie Mets this year by following us on social media. Find us and like us on Facebook by going to facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And give us a follow on Twitter and look for cool Instagram pics by following at St. Lucie Mets. Our social media streams will give you the inside scoop on special promotions, deals, team information, weather delays, and all the latest news surrounding events at Clover Park. Oh, and make sure to visit stlucimets.com too. It's all happening on social media this season, so be sure to follow along and let's go Mets.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, we want to invite you to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission to all Tuesday games, 5 Wednesday games, a free hot dog at each of those games, and an exclusive Silver Sluggers t-shirt, all for just $30. Email silversluggers@stlucimets.com to sign up today.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water, so there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
This is St. Lucie Mets Baseball.
Roy Garcia's the new pitcher for Palm Beach. Right-hander making his 20th relief appearance for the Cardinals. 2-5 with a 5.50 ERA. Does have 7 saves, 38 innings, and 48 strikeouts. He will face Brady Smith. Let's see if Brady can actually get a pitch to hit, a pitch to swing at, period. Ground out and 2 times plunked. First pitch, and he goes the other way. Eager to swing, of course, or anything that doesn't hit him. Saunders at second and Salazar at first as the tying run. Mets once down, 3-0, tied it at 3. Palm Beach broke loose for 3 runs. Make it 6-3. The Bears here to home run has brought the Mets within 2. Looks like that foul ball broke the bat of Brady, so he will get a new one. The reason for our slight delay. Garcia's 0-1 pitch outside. Brady had a big hit on Sunday with 2 outs. And that Mets win over Jupiter. He takes this pitch for a strike. And look, the way it's caught, again, doesn't matter. So I know the Mets, that draws the natural reaction from the Mets dugout, saying, what kind of strike call was that? All Robert Ginther's doing is saying what's in his earpiece. 1-2, swung on and missed. And Smith strikes out. And another chance for Omar De Los Santos. 0-for-4, 4 strikeouts tonight. Another opportunity. They keep presenting themselves. And he break through. I know he has it in him. He's maybe been the best player offensively in the league. On the whole. First pitch, and he takes a home run cut and misses. Hitting 268 in 78 games, 18 doubles, 5 triples, 12 homers, 45 driven in, 48 stolen bases. Just a monster campaign. This one, woo, to the backstop. Way wild, and this will really make it intriguing, because that's going to push Salazar, the tying run, into scoring position. Roy Garcia overcooked that pitch.
Just like you talked about earlier, Adam, the prevalence of wild pitches and pass balls at this level, much higher than you're used to seeing at the levels above. And now the Cardinals in a spot with men on second and third.
Hit probably ties the game. As this one too high. Been brought to my attention that at second base, Ronis Ibar is actually pinch running. I missed that move earlier, so Salazar not in there. And the faster Ibar is in. Here's a ground ball that's going to go foul. And the Mets catch a break or not. If that ball had stayed fair, John, do you think Francisco can tag out De Los Santos? It'd be close.
It would have been a race, to be sure, and that's one that Omar would normally win. Don't know to be sure on that one. I think the Mets would probably take their chances, but the ball ends up foul. And Omar back to the plate with a 2-2 count. Two gone.
Fits fair, man. Francisco can't turn around and run in the bag. He would have to tag out De Los Santos, I guess the argument would have been if Omar jumped out of the line to avoid a tag, or if he had been past the tag. But it's a moot point. A foul strike two. Garcia set, but time is called. That one by De Los Santos. Two-two pitch. De Los Santos swings and misses. Hard to believe. Omar De Los Santos 0 for 5 with 5 strikeouts. The tying run stranded at second base. We'll go to the ninth. Palm Beach still up by 2.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most.
Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the concourse. Be sure to stop by the new Jim Beam Bourbon Bar in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly.
Hi, I'm Brandon Nimmo of the New York Mets. I don't want anything to stop me from being at my best on the field. That's why I don't use tobacco. Using tobacco can cause shortness of breath and make your heart beat 3 times faster than normal. And that can slow you down and take you out of the game. Be like me. Choose to be tobacco free and be at your best both on and off the field. Be strong, be healthy, be tobacco free. For more information, visit tobaccofreeflorida.com or call 1-877-YOU-CAN-NOW.
This is St. Lucie Mets baseball.
Trey McLaughlin, a rarity. He's going to attempt to pitch 2 innings. First pitch is a ball high. Only Montgomery, the starter, pitched 2. He logged 2 1/3. Everybody else after that, under. First pitch a ball to Rivas. Second pitch a ball as well. Palm Beach looking for an insurance run in the ninth. Looks like Roy Garcia will pitch the bottom half. There's a pop-up, shedding the mask. Smith circling on the logo makes the catch. Rivas retired. On the foul out. Thomas Francisco up now 1-4 tonight with an RBI hit in the seventh, one of the 3-run seventh. And he pounds one foul. John, it was pointed out to me by official scorer Bill that if your name is Gonzalez, you gave up all the runs for the Mets tonight. Harold Gonzalez and Saul Gonzalez. All 6 runs against the Gonzalez name. Another baseball oddity. Is there an advanced stat for that?
If not, there will be.
Reminds me of the movie Little Big League. The Twins broadcaster. As this ball is grounded to first, right under the mitt of Lugo. And then a misplay in right field by Dominguez. We're going to have 2 errors on 1 play. Lugo missing, didn't get the glove down and dirty. Dominguez took his eye off the ball, didn't have it in the glove when he went to catch it, pick it up. Francisco was poised to stay on first base, and he's on second instead of being back in the bench.
A pair of lapses in concentration by the first baseman and right fielder. No excuses for either on the play. They both simply took their eyes off the ball.
4-error game for the Mets. Mets again, one good defensive team. They entered the All-Star break, I believe, the tied for first in the league. Well, they were first in the league in the middle of that Dunedin series, and it went south after that, and four errors today, they'll drop a little lower. And here's McKeithen. Big game for him. He's not been retired. Now, this is the McKeithen that got the Mets in that six-game sweep down in Jupiter. Now, last month, hard hit ground ball. Sliding stop by Guerrera. Checks the runner. Perfect throw to first. There it is. He just doesn't need time to think about it. The natural instincts for Guerrera take over. The spin around slide, the check the runner to play to first. You can't draw it up any better.
Nope, a perfect play there by Guerrera at third. And, man, you have to feel for him. You know he wanted that one so bad after what he's experienced these last couple of weeks.
The two ground balls that he's had very routine to him, where he's had all the time, are the ones that he has struggled on tonight. But that one, the hot shot with the sliding action, the check the runner, very natural movements there, and a good throw. Here's Chamberlain swinging and missing. And it also took that kind of play to stop McKeithen. He had a double, a single, a walk, and a hit by pitch tonight, and he nearly had a third hit. Might have brought in an insurance run.
It may end up being a very crucial play for the Mets to keep this lead at just two for the Cardinals.
There's a pitch for a strike on the corner. It's 0-2. In the bottom of the ninth, the Mets are going to have who they want coming up, and Lugo, Tillian, and Dominguez. And a couple of batters after that, Bear Sierta.
If the Mets are able to pitch their way out of this inning through McLaughlin, that Bear Sierta home run last inning will loom very large.
Here's a fly ball to right field, and Chamberlain got underneath it. Dominguez will make the catch in the night sky to end the inning. So the error, two errors on the one play don't hurt the Mets. Good job by McLaughlin. Two scoreless innings. Mets will have a shot in the bottom of the ninth when we come back. It's 6-4 Palm Beach.
Tutto Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Let's rejoin the voice of the Mets, Adam McDonald.
Mets trying to make this a dramatic bottom of the ninth, trailing by two. Lugo will lead it off for the Mets. Against Roy Garcia. And Garcia pumps in a strike at 95. Garcia struck out Smith and De Los Santos to get out of the jam in the eighth. So maybe he's thinking that he's through the hardest part of his night. As this pitch is a ball low.
Well, if he thinks that, he hasn't seen what William Lugo has been doing lately for the Mets. He has been a very tough out.
Swings and misses at this sharp slider. It's 1-2. Lugo tonight reaching three times. Takes this ball in the dirt. A double and RBI single in the air in the seventh inning. So he is 2-for-4. Two-two pitch outside. Lugo walking across the plate.
He has shown time and time again his ability to take pitches off the plate and look at them for balls.
And he will single into left field.
Just what the doctor ordered for St. Lucie. All they needed was a base runner to get things started here in the ninth. And once again, the drama is here at Clover Park. They will send the tying run to the plate in the form of Junior Tillian.
Lugo right on it. He's got three hits tonight. Now here is Tillian working on an 0-for-5 night. And he will fly one deep left center field, and this one will stay in the park. Got a rise out of the crowd. And Moquette, that was actually a dangerous catch. Now reach out in left center gap. Well, John, off the bat, the trajectory looked really good. Judging by Tillian's reaction, he knew he missed.
He certainly gave that one a ride, but lifted it just a bit. We're talking fractions of an inch away from a tie ball game.
Yeah, he hit that 90 miles an hour off the bat. Not quite hard hit. Here is a foul ball into the Mets dugout by Dominguez, who is 1-for-3 with the double. Good stop by Bernal. Lugo short lead off first base, not going anywhere. Too important as this pitch is swung on and missed when it goes between the legs of Bernal, and that is going to be, I'm guessing, a wild pitch or a pass ball. Going to be one or the other. Well, it does a couple of things. One, it takes away a potential game-ending double play. Puts a runner in scoring position, but again, for the Palm Beach standpoint, their worry is with the runner at the plate, with the batter at the plate in Dominguez, the tying run. And he takes the called third strike. He's going to linger and argue it, but as you can see, Ginther just points to his ear, said, well, that's what they told me. Nobody argues the automated strike zone more than Dominguez. I'm displeased, but been that way all season. It's a strike. And so it comes down to Guerrera.
Perhaps the St. Lucie Met that's had one of the roughest goes of this season.
He got the Mets off the hook on Sunday, that three-run homer. Mets were really scuffling. Needed a big hit in a bad way, and he hit the three-run homer, and Mets really have been clicking since. Looking for a two-out hit to keep the game going. Breaking ball is outside from Garcia. A single, a flyout, and a strikeout in the inning. A changeup for a strike. And the Mets are down to their final strike tonight. Garcia set. The 1-2. Guerrera will lay off. Lugo walking off second. Cardinals not paying much attention to him. It's all focused on the 2-2 pitch to Guerrera. Here it comes from Garcia. Ball three. You know who's waiting on deck. Bears Sierta with two home runs tonight as the winning run. And unless Garcia can pump in a strike, if he's wayward on a pitch, then Bears Sierta will hit. And now, you know, this is interesting visit by the catcher, Bernal, right in the middle of the at-bat. ahead of a 3-2 pitch. Now you want to be on the same page, but do you risk, you know, getting Garcia out of a rhythm here?
I think that visit is built on the rapport that Garcia has with his catcher, Bernal. They know what they want on this pitch. We'll see if Garcia can bring it.
Well, here it is, the pitch of the night. And it's going to be pop foul. We'll do it again. Looked like a pretty good pitch from Garcia. And Guerrero plays spoiler.
Let's give Justin some credit for staying alive in this at-bat. He has not gone down easily tonight.
Garcia set with another payoff. And it's going to be floated into center field. Chamberlain late breaking, but is there to make the catch. And Raul Berciarta with two home runs tonight is left in the on-deck circle as the winning run. He won't get a chance. And that's a credit to Roy Garcia. After giving up the leadoff hit to Lugo, gets the next three to close it out for the Cardinals, who win the game two of this series by a final score of 6-4. They form that happy high five line between the mound and second. Give them credit. They needed to come in here tonight, get a victory to stay in first place, and they did just that. They will increase their division lead from 1-2 over the Mets. Palm Beach now 15-11 in the second half. The Mets drop back to .500 at 13-13. Palm Beach led early. Mets tied it. Palm Beach broke loose with the three runs in the seventh. And then good relief pitching from there on out kept the Mets from tying the game again. Their winning pitcher was Pope. Saul Gonzalez, the losing pitcher. And Garcia picks up his eighth save. We'll take a break, come back to Clover Park with the postgame show to wrap up Palm Beach's 6-4 win over St. Lucie.
To those of you on the front lines and in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better, at Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades. In over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Hey, baseball fans.
Well, that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts, MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Hey kids, want to have fun at Clover Park this summer? Go ask Mom and Dad to let you join Clutch's Kids Crew and tell them it's only $20. As a Kids Club member, you get special perks like free admission to Friday and Sunday games, and you get a free ice cream both days. Clutch's Kids Crew is available to all kids 14 and under. Sign up today at Clover Park.
Mets postgame live starts now on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Welcome back to Clover Park. Adam McDonald, John DeStefano with you from high atop the action. Fourth floor broadcasting booth. Final tonight, Cardinals 6, Mets 4. Let's go over the scoring summary. First three runs for Palm Beach came in the fourth inning. All off Harold Gonzalez making his first appearance since 2019. On MIO rehab start, first battery faced McKeithen. Doubled. Next batter singled. Then there was a error on a throwing error that brought in McKeithen. Made it 1-0. And then Patrick O'Meary follows with a two-run homer, his second in two games. That was 3-3 after the top of the fourth. Mets got a run against Tink Henson, the bottom of the fourth. The Lugo double was the Mets' first hit. Dominguez, an RBI double, made it 3-1. The next inning, Raul Berciarta hit the first of his two home runs, made it 3-2. Warren Saunders followed with a single, and then Lugo with two outs, an RBI base hit, makes it 3-3. That's the way we stayed until the seventh inning. Four straight hits against Saul Gonzalez with one out. Scored three runs for the Cardinals. As Moquette started it off with a double. Lisandro Espinoza, an RBI single. That made it 4-3. And Rivas followed with a hit. And then Thomas Francisco with an RBI single made it 5-3. And then a sac fly with one out by Matt Chamberlain made it 6-3. Mets got a home run from Bear Sierta in the eighth inning, made it 6-4. But the next two, after getting on base, two strikeouts from Garcia. And then Garcia got the final three he faced in the ninth after surrendering a leadoff hit. Mets also had first two on base in the seventh inning. So chances, John, certainly there for the Mets in the seventh, eighth, and ninth innings. They just couldn't quite come up with that big hit that they needed.
Yeah, plenty of chances. It really came down to getting clutch hits when they needed to, and the Mets just weren't able to do that tonight. They were 2-for-15 with runners in scoring position, and they left 10 men on base. So despite what was good offensive production, 4 runs on 10 hits, it was not enough. The Cardinals were the better team this evening. Give them a lot of credit for putting 6 runs on the board and 12 hits of their own. Sometimes you lose to a team that just plays better, and tonight it was the Cardinals.
And again, you know, with the Mets, they got a lot of minor league rehabbers right now, and sometimes you roll the dice with those guys. You know, they're not in midseason form. Sometimes they're not sharp. You could see right out of the gate, Harold Gonzalez breaking stuff wasn't quite in tune. By the time he got it together, 3 runs had already scored. So hopefully, you know, as these guys continue to progress, Tony DeBrell, Montgomery, Gonzalez, they get sharper and sharper. And the Mets can ride that wave of minor league rehabbers in a positive way. Box score, Palm Beach 6 runs, 12 hits, 1 error. The Mets 4 runs, 10 hits, and an unusual 4 errors. Hitters in the game, Lugo with 3 hits, Bear Sierta with 3 hits, including home runs 8 and 9. Saunders with the multi-hit game as well. Warren's hitting .326 in his return to St. Lucie. Very impressive for Palm Beach. Espinoza, Rivas, McKeithen, and Romeri all with 2 hits. Romeri hit his 5th home run of the season. He's hitting home runs in both games of the series. Pitchers in the game, Hentz for Palm Beach, 4 innings, 2 hits, 1 run, a walk, and 5 strikeouts. Pope, the winner, he's 2-1, 2 innings, 4 hits, 2 runs, no walks, and 2 strikeouts. Girard, an inning and a third, 3 hits and a run, and Garcia, his 8th save, an inning and 2/3, scoreless with 3 strikeouts. Palm Beach pitching, 13 strikeouts, 2 walks. And Gio Carrera, the pitching coach, will sign up for that every night. For the Mets, Montgomery, 2 and a third, scoreless with no walks and 4 strikeouts, much sharper than Friday night. Juarez pitched the final 2 innings of the third, got 1-2. Harold Gonzalez, an inning and a third, 3 hits, 3 runs earned, no walks and a strikeout. Mets got him off the hook, no decision there. Rayson Santos, 2/3 of an inning, perfect. Christian Scott, a scoreless inning and his return off the IL with 1 hit, no runs, no walks, and a strikeout. Saul Gonzalez takes his first loss of the season. 1 inning, 4 hits, 3 runs, a walk, and a strikeout. And Trey McLaughlin closed it out with 2 scoreless innings, giving the Mets a chance. Ball game played in 2 hours and 47 minutes in front of 567 baseball-loving souls here at Clover Park. Series is tied 1-1. We will turn our attention to tomorrow. Game 3 of the series, somebody's going to take a series lead. Mets, with the win, can get back within a game of first place. Palm Beach, with the win, can extend their division lead to 3 games over the Mets. Expect good weather tomorrow, so plan on a 6:10 first pitch with 6 o'clock airtime on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network and MILB TV. With that, we'll say goodnight. This is the end of the line. For John DeStefano, I'm Adam McDonald. Thank you so much for making the Mets part of your Wednesday night. We hope all of you out there listening and watching have a pleasant remainder of your evening.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the St. Lucie Mets and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the St. Lucie Mets.